Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It was a Taliban ambush on one of Afghanistan's premier hotels. Eight militants with guns and bombs stormed in an attack that killed civilians and left them all dead, too. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more live.
Yeah, the hotel was filled with Afghan and foreign officials.
It was a huge blast, some five, six blasts.
Six attackers blew themselves up, others shot dead on the roof by NATO helicopter.
We have 11 dead. Five of them hotel staff.
And one was a Swedish pilot. Afghanistan's intelligence chief saying the Intercontinental Hotel was recently under renovation. And that is how the fighters might have shipped their weapons in, Dave.
Alistair, President Obama will tell us what's in his mind today, holding a news conference. How to cut America's debt, expected to be a key topic. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Dave, the president's first full news conference since March comes 2 days after he met separately with the Senate leaders, including Democrat Harry Reid.
Republicans should start accepting the hard truths we face and work with us to do the right thing for the middle class.
But Republicans like Arizona's John Kyle say there is a line they still won't cross.
Will not agree to raise taxes in the context of raising the debt ceiling.
The president talks again about the debt ceiling with top Senate Democrats. This will happen, Dave, after this morning's news conference.
Rich, it's now a 95-square-mile wildfire burning around Los Alamos, New Mexico. Police Chief Wayne Torpey assuring thousands who evacuated.
We have officers, National Guard, state police patrolling your neighborhoods.
There is concern the fire could spread to the National Lab, where a lot of nuclear waste is stored in barrels above ground. Lab officials are confident that won't happen. Potential faulty wiring on computer boards has Toyota recalling 82,000 Highlander SUVs and Lexus hybrids as well. Days after New York voted to allow gay weddings, a suit will be filed to try to force New Jersey to recognize same-sex marriage, which the governor there opposes. Supporters claim civil unions are unconstitutional. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Time for a pop test. Not something you want to hear if you happen to be a Fram filter. At the Fram Proving Grounds, we give the burst test, where we put our filters in a pressure chamber and crank it up until they explode. Pop. The result is a filter that takes more pressure than driving conditions could ever produce. To help protect your oil and your engine, Fram filters take the burst test. To help your engine pass the road test it takes, day after day. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Put our filters to the test at Fram.com.
First, we brought you the world's first on-water brake. And now this. It's the BRP Sizzling Summer Sales Event. Get one of the best warranties in the industry, great financing, and up to $2,000 back on select BRP products, like Sea-Doo watercraft and boats. Offer ends July 4th. Visit your local BRP dealer or BRPUltimatePlayground.com for details. Restrictions apply. Coverage, financing, and cash back vary by product category and unit. See an authorized BRP dealer for details.
Visit BRP Ultimate Playground to locate a dealer near you.
Take all our Bryan Broadcasting stations everywhere on your mobile phone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987. Complete
Nutrition. Summertime in Texas means one thing at Tom Light Chevrolet, savings. Hi, I'm Tim Light, and we are going to save you more all summer long.
Bubba Dixon here. You can count on Chevy. Save $4,300 now on a 2011 Malibu. If trucks are your style, get a new Silverado Extended Cab for just $22,600 or a Texas Edition Crew Cab for $28,299.
We won't lose your business over price. Come see us at the new Tom Light Chevrolet and at TomLight.com.
Plus TTNL. Stock numbers 19024, 51455, and 51266. Savings and prices include rebate and discount. See dealer for details.
Hey Brazos Valley, it's Leah with Zorneman Flooring. By now you've probably heard about our warehouse fire, but we're still open for business in the same location. Zorneman Flooring wants to thank all of our loyal customers for their continued support. At Zonerman Flooring, we take pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. And we won't let a little warehouse fire get in the way of providing you with the best flooring the Brazos Valley has to offer. For all your flooring needs, call Zonerman Flooring today at 776-2800.
Summertime itches from bug bites, sunburn, and poison ivy need fast relief. Try Gold Bond Maximum Relief Cream with two maximum strength medicines that cool and soothe pain and itch on contact. And for those everyday itches from rashes, dry skin, allergies, even recurring conditions, there's new Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream with two medicines and seven moisturizers that work a full 24 hours. Remember, for a quick itch fix, get Maximum Relief Cream. And for long-lasting healing, pick up new Intensive Healing Cream. Only from Gold Bond. Use as directed.
How do we celebrate summer? Saving money with e-values.
Member Nicole Recker on the Sam's Club e-value saving celebration. June 29th through July 4th, save on top of already low Sam's Club prices, like $50 off a Samsung 40-inch LED TV,
$2 off artisan fresh chicken sausage, $1 off seedless watermelon,
and more. Not a member? Join June 29th through July 4th. Get the money-saving benefit plus members enjoy all year. E-values at Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Welcome to Madame Flora's Chamber of Fortune Telling.
Madame Flora, what's in store for me?
I see fantastic food and delicious drinks. I see you and all your girlfriends laughing and dancing the night away.
How do I get there?
Go to Ladies' Night.
BCS Chamber of Commerce presents Ladies' Night, a night in the French Quarter, July 15th at the Hilton College Station. Sponsored by Dr. Angeletta Brown, Chrome, a salon experience, and St. Joseph Regional Health Center. For tickets, call 260-5200.
WTAW News Time, 607, 75 degrees right now at the studios, but still another hot day. It might actually be a little bit cooler today, but not so much that we're going to want to put on a jacket or anything. Still a high of 100, the heat index at about 103. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Texas A&M University student is hospitalized following a near drowning Tuesday morning. UPD Sergeant Alan Barone says it happened in one of the pools at the student rec center.
We had a male student who was conducting some personal training in one of our pools there at the natatorium. And approximately 8:45 a.m., the lifeguards noticed that there was an issue with the individual. He was pulled from the pool, and our campus emergency medical services were contacted and responded. The individual was ultimately transported to the med where he is currently at.
Barone says police and the school's student affairs division continue to collect more information. The student's identity has not been released. Just outside the Brazos Valley in Walker County, a search continued late into the night for a fugitive jail inmate. That's after sheriff's officials in Huntsville say the inmate overpowered a guard and fled the jail despite having been granted a new trial after his 2006 murder conviction was overturned.
We believe that he had been planning this for several weeks and that he had a vehicle waiting for him. We're not sure whether he got to that vehicle or not.
Trent DeRay Archie of Huntsville was being held on a drug possession charge when he escaped and likely armed himself during his getaway. Walker County Chief Deputy Butch Davis says the search remains focused on Huntsville for now.
And most of his relatives live here. Most of his associates are here. And we're still concentrating in this area at this time.
Davis says leads were being pursued as midnight approached Tuesday night, but no sightings had been reported. Last September, Bryan City Council approved spending up to $50,000 to do an outside audit of its electric utility. Auditors were before council yesterday to recap their draft report. CPA Alyssa Martin says after reviewing BTU's performance in 13 areas, they had 18 recommendations.
We did identify some design recommendations where they can improve or strengthen the process, and those were specifically over contracts, purchasing, and board operations related to real property. We recommend that BTU continue to work to enhance and improve those areas specific for efficiency and effectiveness.
Again, that's CPA Alyssa Martin. All the suggestions are at some stage of development or have already been implemented. One example is having a written policy of what constitutes a BTU purchase versus a contract requiring the city attorney's approval.
They've discussed it. There's oral discussion and a verbal agreement. What we would like is a very clear, distinct designation between what's a purchase and what's a contract. We think that's in the best interest of the request.
Another work in progress is if an existing city ordinance gives authority for the BTU general manager to purchase property. Bryan school board members have given the green light to another pair of six-digit maintenance projects. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Trustees have approved spending another $253,000 to install new heating and air conditioning on the Lamar campus. The total cost of replacing what's been there for over 25 years, with some sections dating back to the mid-1970s, is over $477,000. That's more than $57,000 over the estimate. Meantime, the price to replace the roof at the Bryan High School Fieldhouse is less than the estimate of $450,000, the approved bid, just over $280,000. Both projects are expected to be completed before the start of the new school year. In personnel actions, there's a new principal at Davila Middle School. Scott Martindale moves north from an assistant principal position at Consolidated High School. Martindale replaces Josh Garcia, who took a position in Fort Worth. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And radio and television stations who are members of the Texas Association of Broadcasters have recognized WTAW parent company, Bryan Broadcasting, for its public service for an unprecedented fourth consecutive year.
Well, our effort towards serving the Bryan College Station, Brazos Valley community is really just a part of our DNA here. Everyone who works here knows that if there's an opportunity that presents itself, we want to be the first to volunteer to help out. We don't do it to win the awards. We don't do it for a thank you, but this award is from our peers, and this means that other people in broadcasting have noticed that this is the way we work around here, and that's gratifying. It's good to know.
Vice President and General Manager Ben Down says the Bonner McLean Award acknowledges what is done by the stations and its employees year-round to assist individuals and organizations. WTAW News Time, 611, 75 degrees right now. This look at news will be followed by your Brazos Valley weather forecast. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, are you any good at coming up with new ideas?
Actually, I'm quite good at anticipating the needs of others. Oh. I know what you're thinking.
Oh, that's what I'm looking for. You see, I need...
A bologna sandwich?
No.
Ball bearings?
No, I'm having trouble.
With your hair?
No, finding a good job. Do you know of a...
Plumber?
No, any websites for jobs?
Yeah. Like Aggieland, helpwanted.com.
What do they do?
They list hundreds of local jobs.
Wow, that's really...
A pancake.
No, great.
Anybody could have told you that.
What's wrong with my hair?
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
The American flag. It's a symbol to freedom-loving people all over the world. News Talk 1620 WTAW wants you to show your support for freedom and the good old USA by putting an American flag sticker on your car. Pick up your free American flag sticker today at
Aggieland Outfitters on University Drive, Harvey Washbangers, American Loop Centers with three locations, and Priscilla Mata and First Alliance Mortgage.
Your free American flag sticker, courtesy of News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 612. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Through the nighttime hours, we'll see partly cloudy skies with a low in the mid-70s Wednesday. Partly sunny with a high...
That doesn't sound like the right guy, right? Let's try this.
We'll see partly cloudy skies across the region through the nighttime hours, a low in the mid-70s. For Wednesday, partly sunny with a high in the mid...
Okay.
Give me just a second.
Okay. Because it said it was the right one.
Apparently it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. Had the right date on it.
Yeah. It's going well on this end, too.
Look, I think you basically said it. It's going to be hot, maybe not as hot as yesterday, and there's no mention of rain in the forecast.
Yeah, but we got a little something going on down there.
Well,
of course, we all got a little something going on, but yeah, we got something going on down there.
First tropical weather system of the season developed in the Bay of Campeche last night. That's Arlene. She's forecast to move into northeastern Mexico by the weekend. Sunshine for today. We're up to 95 to 100. Clear skies tonight. Lows will be 75 to 80. Partly sunny for tomorrow, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Should be partly to mostly sunny during the day on Friday. High temperatures, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, there you go. That's the right one. Arlene, that's her name for sure. Hey, the College World Series is over. South Carolina made pretty quick work of Florida last night. No drama. 5-2 was the final score. And they win their second straight CWS title. Pretty good baseball team, I would say. We'll talk about that. The Brazos Valley Bombers are happy to be done with the Coppell Copperheads for the rest of the year. They'll start the second half of the season tonight. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
I was gonna go see if I could find that that Phil Vassar song called Carlene, which would be kind of close. Maybe we could call her up here, you know, bring a little rain. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
See what happens. Bay of Campeche. Do you all remember that one?
Oh, is that where they tried to overthrow Oh, wait, that's
pigs. No. That was the... we had a big old... That was the most dramatic offshore oil accident that we had seen for a long, long time until the BP thing happened. I mean, because you could just see this bubbling crude and all the mud and everything.
Well, that made Jed rich.
That's right. Up from the ground.
And it was bubbling up from the surface of the Gulf of Mexico. And that was fascinating video back then. And so, you know, everybody flew their helicopters down there to have a look at it. And we really didn't understand that whole accident thing. But, you know, back then, the Bay of Campeche was a big deal. Tom, I can't remember. I can't imagine you don't remember that. Remember that? No? I guess not, huh? No? Okay. I guess Tom quit listening.
Yeah, Tom went home.
No, I'm here. I'm sorry. I had a little hiccup there, but I'm fine.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Just a little hiccup. Everything's fine now.
For a moment there.
Everything's fine. No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Had a moment.
No.
For moms who have dreams.
It was a moment, but I'm a.
For moms
who
have dreams of their little girls dancing, maybe wearing tutus, dancing for the National Ballet Company or something like that.
Yeah.
My time.
I still have that dream for Chase.
But sure.
Well, yeah. I've still got that tutu. One day I'll fit into it.
Yeah. Wow. Picture.
Scott just had a hiccup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One English dance studio now offers pole dancing for kids. That's right. Yahoo.com reports that the dance divas at Make Me Fabulous promises it will keep your princess fit and boost their self-esteem as well. The class,
yeah, because after all, women who do that for a living don't have any issues in their past.
No, not at all.
When I grew up, that was the maypole, you know. You danced around it. Is that right?
Class teaches 3 to 7-year-olds the fantastic skills like holding your legs in a V shape while sliding down a pole. And they even get to wear boas and fun props, as they call it.
Fun props.
Chase, are you as uncomfortable as I am?
Very much so, especially since I'm the only one of this trifecta of greatness that has a daughter at home. So
the practice has raised a few eyebrows, but the owner swears it's a variation of macabre, which is an Indian sport.
Macabre, yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, it sounds pretty macabre.
Yeah, where participants perform around a pole. So, of course, everything's fine. It's just a cultural exchange program.
They'll all have to put food on the table.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hitler's rallies were just to rally the troops, too. Info.
Mason.
I'm just concerned about the boas and other fun props.
Ah.
Don't know what that means.
It won't constrict them.
No. Yeah, thank you.
And what happens when the sun wants to get involved in this?
Here comes the sun, yeah.
Let's not be judgmental. Let's not put people into stereotypes.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's time for the Brazos Valley to have local news in high definition. Tune to ABC 40 weeknights at 10 p.m. for local news now in HD with Ann, Bruce, Matt, and Tiffany. Not sure how to get our HD signal? Find us on Suddenly Channel 720, DirecTV Channel 40, your antenna TV Channel 40. ABC 40 takes storm tracking to a new level like never before with Tornado Predictor Max HD. Watch the ABC 40 night beat tonight and see the difference.
Hello, this is Josh Lorden with Artesa Homes. Artesa Homes is building and remodeling in the Brazos Valley. All of our work is priced based upon builder's cost. It's transparent and saves our clients headache and money. We're in the business of building great projects for a fair price. Call us today for a quote on a new home, addition, or remodel project. If you're not completely satisfied with the quote process, we'll write you a check for $100. Phone number 314-0050. You'll get me, Josh. Visit us online, artesabuilt.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW at 619. Yes,
yes.
What?
No, I'm listening to that commercial from our friends at ABC 40, and they were talking about Tornado Predictor Max. And I know that that's some sort of piece of equipment that they have, but
it's not a guy named Max.
Some guy named Max going, see it near Moody.
Gonna be aware, Ernie, look at there. Yeah, we got it. There he comes. Gonna pass Marlin, be on the way.
Max got a little stub of a cigar in his mouth there.
Really?
Wearing a wife beater. Yeah.
There you go. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Got your picture, though, don't you?
Oh, I do. Yeah. I do. Got a little three-day stubble happening.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll put that cigar down over here. Let's have a look.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, if you think about it, that's about the last thing you ever want to hear your cardiologist say.
Yeah. Wow. Lay your cigar down.
Let me put this down. We'll have a look.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, once again, remember a long time ago, way back, you know, they had guys in doctor's suits, coats, talking about smoking and how, you know, the T-zone, it gave you, you know, a freshness there. Huh?
Huh?
All right.
Nothing says smooth like that Camel flavor.
That's right. Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't. Birthdays. Yeah, that's where we are. On the 29th of June it is, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Comedian Richard Lewis's birthday today. He's 64 years old. Singer Colin Hay of Men at Work is 58 years old today.
Ah, who can it be now?
Yeah.
Who can it be?
There you go. Amanda Donahoe, again. Thought I had her just the other day. Well, here she is again. She's 49 years old. From The Office, actress Melora Hardin.
Oh, that's Jan.
Yes, Jan. Jan. Yeah, that's Jan. She's 44 years old today. And guitarist Todd Sansom of Marshall Dillon is 33 years old.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. That's the group, Marshall Dillon.
And We're at Work.
Yeah, there you go. Gary Busey.
Busey?
Hey, he's a weird duck.
You talk about collecting bets. Mm-hmm. For a guy his age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he should have died, 10, 15 years ago when he took that header off the motorcycle.
Exactly.
And that just...
And that could either be the beginning or the middle of the iceberg.
Yeah. Right, I was going to say, he was probably all out weird before that happened.
Oh, yeah.
He's 67 years old. And Fred Grandy, we're talking Gopher the Love Boat, and the former Iowa congressman, is 63 years old today. And really, that's all I got.
Got Elizabeth Dole.
Oh, okay.
75.
Uh-huh.
How about Evelyn Champagne King? I Like the Nightlife. I Like to Boogie. Isn't that right? I believe that's
Good that's song. Is that her?
Yeah.
Okay. You're talking about one-hit wonders.
Yeah,
I mean.
50-1.
No, she is not 51.
It says 51 here, Evelyn Champagne King.
Really?
Yeah. Had that hit early, I suppose. And I did get some hats.
No, that was Alicia Bridges was her name.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, that was, I don't know what song Evelyn sang, but that was Alicia Bridges.
Oh, okay, well, that's good. All right.
There you go.
Then, that's it. I do have some half birthdays. I mean, just
I think this is a half birthday worthy day.
Mary Tyler Moore will be 74 and a half today. John Voight. Yeah, John Voight is 72 and a half today. Mm. Ted Danson, 63 and a half today.
Boy, I saw him in a movie the other day that I had no idea that he was in. I mean, it was one of his first roles.
Oh.
He was wearing dark horn rim glasses. I'm trying to remember what it was. But
he's in that Curb Your Enthusiasm regularly. He, and matter of fact, the aforementioned Richard Lewis.
Once again, where every scene degenerates into people screaming at each other.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Paula Poundstone is 51 and a half, mm-hmm. and Jude Law.
Yeah.
Jude Law has done a lot of movies, be 38 and a half. So, and that's about it, even on the half birthday. So we can always remember June 29th, pretty much a day where we're null and void. Yeah. Unless it's yours, of course.
Unless it's yours.
Hedge your bets.
Very big
that's
day.
Right.
Very big day.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Here are some of the real tough questions that Barack Obama faced.
What do you most wish you knew before you came to the White House? I've been observing. Your dog looks like he's out of control. Golf. What does it do for you?
Compare that to George Stephanopoulos and Michelle Bachmann.
I wonder if you want to take a chance to clear up some of your past statements. Congresswoman, that's just not true. Many of them, including Jefferson and Washington, were actually slaveholders, but that's not what you said. You said that the founding fathers worked tirelessly to end slavery. So you're standing by this comment that the founding fathers worked tirelessly to end slavery? Do you think Sarah Palin's trying to rain on your parade by coming to Iowa today?
The biggest donor in this election cycle will be the media. To Barack Obama once again.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
How do we celebrate summer?
Saving money with e-values.
Member Nicole Recker on the Sam's Club e-value saving celebration. June 29th through July 4th, save on top of already low Sam's Club prices, like $50 off a Samsung 40-inch LED TV,
$2 off artisan fresh chicken sausage, $1 off seedless watermelon,
and more. Not a member? Join June 29th through July 4th. Get the money-saving benefit plus members enjoy all year. E-values at Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Want a more colorful 4th of July? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great American Painting Party, June 26th through July 4th. With colors like Red Bay, White Tail, and Blue Sky, Independence never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Roof. That's all you have to do.
Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy too.
Schulte roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test.
Schulte Roofing,
the home of the bulletproof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. They offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 25-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, they'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in their warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing,
the home of the bulletproof.
Hey, good morning. It's 626 of Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929-7752-8. Got a slight chance of showers in the forecast. It's just 20%, but you know, if it does, that's fine. We'll like that. High temperature today, about 100. Heat indices right around 103 or so, so a bit of a break. But again, It's hard to tell a degree or two difference right now. Thunderstorms probably will happen after 4 o'clock this afternoon if we do get any of those. 76 for low temperature tonight. Going to keep those numbers pretty much all the way through Sunday is the way it's looking right now. And obviously, we'll keep an eye on all that stuff that's going on down in the Gulf. Humidity right now is 91%. Winds are from the southwest at 3 miles an hour. Yeah, 91%. That's our relative humidity right now, so that's not too pleasant. And let's see, then we've got wind speed of from the southwest at 3 miles per hour, and a very pleasant 76 degrees. Hang on, I'm trying to find my next program for you, because there's got to be something we can know out there, right?
Hi, I'm David Kitchens with R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control. At R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, we offer a variety of services, residential and commercial pest control, bees, bed bugs, mosquito control systems, water misting systems around pools and porches, wood destroying insect reports, termite monitoring, termite treatments, and pre-treatments. We provide all types of services from monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly, twice a year, or even once a year. So for shielding and protecting your home against pests, call me, David Kitchens, at R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, 690-8622.
Walking and aerobic exercise is fine, but if that's all you're doing, you're making a big mistake. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
What does the perfect water fight sound like? Is it like this?
Gotcha!
Hey! Or is it like this?
That's cool!
It was the water fight of the year.
But even when it was over, the fun didn't stop, because Mom brought out delicious Nestle ice creamy snacks.
We had chocolatey, crunchy, drumstick cones, and ice creamy dips bites that were irresistibly poppable.
That one's mine.
You can have them all.
Summer's more fun in the Nestle freezer, so grab a delicious ice creamy snack at your nearest 7-Eleven.
Nestle! Forever summer!
There are good days and there are perfect days. On a good day, you go shopping. But on a perfect day, you go shoe shopping. At a sale. With your best friend. A good day ends with a nice glass of wine. But a perfect day ends with a glass of Mirasu Pinot Noir. Which you sip on your deck while your husband makes you a delicious dinner.
Honey, where do we keep the pans?
Well, at least the wine is perfect. Mirasu Wines. Look for the sun on the label. Life is good under the sun. Copyright 2011 Mirasu Vineyards, Modesto, California. All rights reserved.
Just about any exercise is good, but walking on a treadmill or around the neighborhood doesn't build muscle in your upper body. And as you age, you need that.
When you get older, you want to maintain that ability to just do things and have the strength to carry your groceries in, carry your suitcase, whatever it may be.
Certified personal trainer Mike Geary, author of The Truth About Six-Pack Abs, says that only comes with resistance training.
And that could be push-ups, pull-ups, squats, lunges. But, you know, I am preferential towards going to a gym and having access to a little more equipment, mostly free weights. I still advocate almost all free weights instead of machines.
Because of some misconceptions, some people worry about resistance training or working with weights.
A lot of females in particular have this fear of weight training because they think they will bulk up. But actually, it just doesn't happen. Females just don't have the testosterone levels. Even most guys, it's very, you know, who train very heavy and hard, it's very hard to, you know, get that bulky bodybuilder appearance.
Mike says there's nothing wrong with aerobic exercise, but without resistance training, it's not enough.
If you just want to, you know, strengthen your bones, strengthen your muscles, raise your metabolism, all of that stuff can be achieved through the right type of weight training program.
Tomorrow, how cheating on your diet can help you lose weight. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 75 degrees right now at the studios. 100 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A near drowning was reported Tuesday morning at the Texas A&M University Student Recreation Center. University Police Sergeant Alan Barone says lifeguards noticed a problem with a male student in one of the natatorium pools.
We're still in the fact-finding and investigation mode in this case and still trying to determine exactly what happened with this incident. Once we were notified here at the police department, we responded. Investigators were sent out to the scene as well, also working in conjunction with some of our associates in the student affairs division as well.
The student, whose identity has not been released, was taken to a local hospital. His condition is not known. Over the last 6 months, a special audit of Bryan's electric utility has been conducted at the city council's direction. A draft report at yesterday's council meeting included 18 recommendations to improve BTU's efficiency and effectiveness. One example from CPA Alyssa Martin addressed a question from Councilman Mike Sutherland. The subject was reviewing a city ordinance to determine if a policy can be written allowing the BTU board to give the general manager authority to purchase property.
We've recommended that the policy be very explicit about what qualifies as an appropriate purchase by the general manager within his spending limit and what property, real property purchases should go directly to the board. So to your question, Councilmember Sutherland, irrespective of whether the ordinance allows for that delegation, we've recommended that that be re-delegated in much more explicit terms.
If our ordinance allows it.
If your ordinance allows it, yes. Thank you.
While auditors called on BTU to strengthen the process used in considering contracts and purchasing, the controls currently in place resulted in no negative issues. More summer maintenance projects have been approved by the Bryan School Board. WTAW's Bill Oliver has a rundown.
When Bryan ISD trustees approved replacing the roof at the Bryan High Fieldhouse earlier this year, the price tag was estimated at $450,000. The bid awarded yesterday was just over $280,000. While that's well under the estimate, finishing the replacement of the air conditioning and heating at Lamar is going to be $57,000 more than expected. Approval given yesterday to spend $253,000 towards installation and buying the climate control equipment. In all, over $477,000 will go towards replacing a system that has parts anywhere from 20 to 36 years old. Monday's meeting also included personnel decisions. Trustees filled the vacant principal's job at Davila Middle School after Josh Garcia took a job in Fort Worth. The new principal at Davila is Scott Martindale, who spent the last 3 years as an assistant principal in College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A first-named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season has formed in the western Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Arlene is slowly organizing and is expected to strengthen in the Gulf as it moves toward Mexico. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for Mexico's northeastern coast, but National Hurricane Center meteorologist Todd Kemberlin says Arlene poses little to no threat to Texas.
There is some possibility that some of the a rain band circulating around the storm system could affect areas that far north, depending on the exact track of the storm. But in the end, what Brownsville might observe, if anything, would be peripheral effects.
Arlene was about 190 miles east of Tampico early this morning. The storm has maximum sustained winds of 40 miles an hour and is moving west-northwest at about 8 miles an hour. You can find out more and link up with the National Hurricane Center's website through our website, WTAW.com. And for the fourth consecutive year, members of the Texas Association of Broadcasters have awarded the Bonner McLean Public Service Award to WTAW parent company Bryan Broadcasting.
The public service advertising that you hear, the promotion of cake sales and the promotion of car washes and things. There are also a lot of things like some of the larger events that happen throughout the year in Bryan College Station that are fundraisers for local charities. We donate a lot of advertising for that. Also, there's the contribution by our staff. Their individual membership on boards and their efforts to help people as they raise money for different events. And, of course, there are the fundraisers that we conduct to help people who are in specific and a special need at this time.
That's Bryan Broadcasting Vice President and General Manager Ben Downs. WTAW News Time, 635, 75 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Every day, more than 2,000 people suffer from a stroke. As the medical director of the St. Joseph Primary Stroke Center, I know the importance of acting fast. That includes working with emergency responders to know a stroke victim is coming before they arrive in the ER.
St. Joseph has received a Gold Plus Stroke Award for following the best practice standards in stroke care.
That's better than anyone else in the region and among the best in the country. That difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
Do you live in the country or in an area where there's no high-speed internet? Are you tired of dial-up and waiting forever to get your email or trying to surf the web? Your wait is over. Now, high-speed internet is available almost everywhere. Now you can go to websites at the click of a mouse, and no more waiting. Do your banking, pay bills, surf the web like it's supposed to be. And best of all, no more waiting. So now is the time for you to get high-speed internet. Call Starfire at 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH. And start surfing the web. Call right now and get free basic installation. Call Starfire today for details at 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH.
Do you need a relaxing massage or a deep tissue therapeutic massage? Jennifer at Riviera Day Spa has the relaxation experience for any massage. Call and book your appointment with Jennifer today at 693-0350. Remember to book your appointment with Jennifer at Riviera Day Spa. Call 693-0350 today. Whether your goal is to enhance your current beauty regimen, achieve a brand new look, or simply relax and get away from everyday stresses, call the experienced staff at Riviera Salon and Day Spa at 693-0350 to book your appointment today.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hey, it's 6:37. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
First tropical weather system of the season developed in the Bay of Campeche last night. That's Arlene. She's forecast to move into northeastern Mexico by the weekend. Sunshine for today. We're up to 95 to 100. Clear skies tonight. Lows will be 75 to 80. Partly sunny for tomorrow, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Should be partly to mostly sunny during the day on Friday. High temperatures, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Hey, we're going to have fun with this when I start talking about the women's semifinalists or quarterfinalists at Wimbledon, because they're the hardest names to pronounce I've ever seen. But you just listen to me. Give it a shot. We'll talk about that. We'll hear from Tiger Woods talking about when he might return to golf. And, of course, the College World Series is over. South Carolina, the best team in college baseball for sure. All that and more. are coming up in sports.
Were a lot of people at that Tiger news conference? Do a lot of people care?
I don't know. You know, yeah. He was there because this is his tournament. It benefits the Tiger Woods Foundation. Okay. He'd normally definitely be playing in this one.
But he can't.
But he's got a bobo on his left foot. Okay. So you know.
I thought it was his knee, and then it was his ankle, and now it's his footy?
Yeah, it was. It's his left extremities.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All started with that left ring finger going bad a couple
years
ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
You mean getting caught?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, let's see what's going on over here in politics. Hey, it's sign of die over in the Senate. They're done. They're finished.
Can they talk that way?
They can. That means we're gone and we don't know when we're coming back. I mean, they finished a day early. You think Dewhurst has got his thumb on his nose and he's wiggling his fingers over there at the house going, yay, nay, 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 nay.
Oh, he's in his Bermudas and black socks.
Well, actually.
Yeah, heading for the lake.
No, he's not. He's headed for the campaign trail.
Oh, what's he running for?
The United States Senate.
Oh, yeah.
Hadn't had that official announcement yet, but that should be coming pretty quickly. He's going to go ahead and do that.
So did he talk wifey poo out of the governor's office?
Well, I don't know. I think she would have preferred that situation, but you know, it's just a matter of, you know, that seat might not be empty.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are any number of people around Austin who believe that there's a fellow named Greg Abbott who would be eyeing that governor's seat as well.
Yeah,
and he would be very, very, very difficult to defeat because he's got he really has a higher profile than the lieutenant governor in a whole lot of ways. Now, lieutenant governor's got plenty of money. There's no doubt about that. But what happened was we had another fellow named Williams get out of the Senate race. You notice if your name is Williams and you're a Republican,
right.
You figure you can't win the Senate race. And so he's going to go up and run for, I think, I'm not sure which one it is, but one of the congressional districts.
Michael Williams, yes, yeah. Former railroad commissioner. It's a new congressional district in Tarrant County near Arlington. And
so,
he's going to run.
Who's officially in besides the lady that's been running for a year whose name escapes me right now?
See, which is a bad thing.
Yeah, and means she's doing very well.
Well, what is her name? I met her, as a matter of fact.
Ames Jones, I don't know.
Oh, Elizabeth Ames Jones.
Yeah, there
another
you go.
Railroad commissioner.
Yeah. There you go.
And but she's got to find some reason to stay in the race. And
well, she thought she was going to be running against Kay Bailey.
Yeah.
You know, so, but that was, she got him before Kay Bailey got out.
Yeah, but, you know, jump shot's there, and he's allegedly sitting on a pile of money, and so he's pretty much the dude to beat right now in that.
Well, now I understand jump shot's strategy when he was running for lieutenant governor last time.
Right.
Because I never could figure out, and I think I even told you, Scott, why is he running ads, running for lieutenant governor, talking about how he's going to defeat Obamacare?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, what does the lieutenant governor of Texas got to do with Obamacare?
Yep,
well, now
yep.
It all makes sense. He was running for the Senate back
even then.
Yeah.
They do plan this stuff ahead.
Yeah, they do.
The only major issue of the special session left hanging right now, the Sanctuary Cities Bill, which, of course, the governor wants to happen. It says here that Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst talked to Speaker Strauss early Friday afternoon as the Senate was finishing up their business, saying, hey, we're done. He said that Strauss asked the Senate to stick around until the House was close to finishing its business so both chambers could adjourn at roughly the same time. That's what we did, Dewhurst said, noting that the House was poised to debate Senate Bill Number 1. That's your school funding deal. When the Senate went home, said we passed everything that we were asked to pass.
Uh-huh.
He's out of there. Speaking of our governor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just kind of like when if you go back to elementary school, you look up and you see one class that gets to go outside and you think, that's not fair.
Yeah. You know? They got finished early. They got their homework done. They get to go home. Governor Rick Perry, shockingly, will be swinging into California this week for private meetings with Republican leaders, potential fundraisers, and legislators. A swing that could, in fact, stoke the speculation that he plans to enter the Republican presidential contest.
Because we need another Republican running for president.
We do. Mr. Perry is scheduled to hold a closed-door event, according to the Associated Press, tomorrow morning with business leaders in Beverly Hills, a city known as a source of campaign dollars. Then he's headed to Newport Beach in Orange County, where he will meet privately with Republican officials there. Later in the day, he'll be in Sacramento to meet with several dozen GOP legislators again
behind closed doors. In the meantime, he'll be speaking to a scout group today in San Diego. Boy Scouts, as a matter of fact.
Ah, psst. Teach them how to make an ashtray.
Yeah, they can't vote.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I mean,
think he knows then?
They can't vote. Yeah. Well, that's it. That's his public appearance, and then he's going to go ahead and do a little shaking howdies back there behind the scenes with some of them California people. So, see how that goes. We'll be watching that for you. Oops, a little oopsie yesterday. A little oopsie for the Obama administration.
What about John Wayne Gacy, was it?
No, it wasn't. No, not quite that bad. Lieutenant General John Allen was testifying yesterday before the Senate Armed Services Committee, discussing the plan that the president announced last week. Remember that, how he announced those plans about the drawdown in troops?
Right.
That apparently was not one of the options that had been presented. Yeah. In answering questions yesterday from Lindsey Graham, the wannabe Republican, General Allen said the president's move was, quote, a more aggressive option than that which was presented, end quote. And when asked directly by the senator if the current plan was specifically presented as an option under oath, he said it was not. So, dang.
Well played.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. And again, obviously there had been some chat about making that public. Let's see, our Michelle Bachman gaffe of the day, brought to you from Michael Isikoff, who is an investigative reporter. Apparently, Ms. Bachman's husband has garnered about $160,000 in the last year in Medicaid payments. And then we've got a family farm that she is a partner in that has received $260,000 in federal farm subsidies as well. All while she is saying we need to cut the fat out of the budget. So I guess it's okay if she gets those. And I don't know. I guess that's probably about it. Medicare. Man. Oh, Anthony Weiner. We haven't heard from him in a while.
Who was that? Oh, never mind.
Yeah. He apparently wants to have a say in who his successor will be. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Well, as one person said to the New York Post, he knows the district better than anybody else, and he wants to make sure a Democrat keeps that seat. Well, actually, probably the Democrat leaders want to make sure the Democrats keep the seat, and the last thing they need is Anthony Weiner being involved in that whole situation.
Because wouldn't you want his endorsement?
Yeah, exactly. Winner of the special election probably won't have a job for long. This is apparently a seat that is expected to be eliminated next year due to the redistricting based on the 2010 Senate census. So it's out there, and we'll see. And then kind of on the state level, Chris Christie signed he's the governor of New Jersey, signed a wide-ranging bill, like many other states, requiring state employees to kick in more for their health care and pension plans. New Jersey's pension and health care obligation for retirees currently is underfunded by about $110 billion. Similar laws passed or pending in Michigan, Ohio, Massachusetts, and Wisconsin. Now, over in Connecticut, Daniel Malloy, who's the governor there, has announced that he is moving ahead. He will be laying off 7,500 state workers with their budget cuts. So there you go. Hope you enjoy that if you're living up in that part of the world. We, on the other hand, of course, have our balanced budget. I'm winking while I say that because, you know, it's it's just tricks. But that would bring us back around to the governor, and we've already talked about him.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door, and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Studying the landscapes we develop for our homes is about as fascinating as watching people at a mall. The breadth of personalities and the interpretations of style is endless. It's not about absolutes. There are plenty of ways to do the job right. However, some things do set one landscape apart from those that surround it. And I have a partial list. You'll have others that are important to you. I'll be back with details, things that set landscapes apart, right after this message. Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a disease disaster. Cure and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the new 32-ounce ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Rain or irrigation can't wash off this internal protection. It provides three-way action. It kills existing fungi, it forms a protective barrier, and it's absorbed into the plant to keep on protecting regardless of weather. That's Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. That's for diseases like brown patch, dollar spot, powdery mildew, rust, summer patch, and much more. Read and follow label directions. All the information is there. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. Read and follow label directions. It's BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. If we're looking for things that can make a landscape really stand out, let's start with creative, tasteful design, you think? Great landscapes don't have to be involved. Simple is often your best password. Each plant should have the perfect place and at the proper plant species chosen for it. You don't have to be a master gardener to have an attractive landscape, but you do need a plan. It needs to be functional, fit for your family. Your landscape is an added room of your house. Actually, it's three rooms. Your front yard is an extension of the entryway where you first greet your guests. Your backyard is the family room. And finally, that lost space out in the back is your storage or workspace. Plan the functions into the design and match your landscape up with the activities that will be going on within each one of those, and you'll be on your way to an exemplary garden design. With hundreds of plant options, there is no reason to use problem-prone plant species. You want to stick with proven winners. Read up as you plan. Mark through those types that might cause you angst. Ask nurserymen how well your plant choices might be predicted to perform. After all, they know plants like a plumber knows wrenches. Then you have out of the ordinary and definitely not boring landscapes. Your landscape needs to look like it belongs to those that surround it. You probably wouldn't want to be irrationally different. Landscapes, after all, are a neighborhood effort. But you want to be like the person at church, the guy who sings the same hymn that you're singing. He just sings it a little better. Let your garden sing. The look of something evolving. Good landscapes are works in progress. They're never completed. Perennials need to be divided and relocated. Annuals have to be replaced. Even shrubs run their course, and turf grass gives way to increasing shade. The most appealing gardens are those that are occasionally modified to keep up with the changes. Your landscape needs to be warm and inviting. This may be a place where opinions vary. There's a lot to be said for formal, highly sheared gardens, particularly those with unending symmetry and pattern. However, there are plenty among us who much prefer a less formal approach, one that's more relaxed, more welcoming after a hard day at the office. You need to have a sense of mystery, of hidden secrets. Your landscape is made up of garden rooms, and you don't want to be able to see into every room from any one spot. As you walk through the garden, you need to be surprised. I'm Neil Sperry. Narrow spaces can cause big problems. We'll talk about them in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
It's Wednesday morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. Well, South Carolina is once again the Kings of College Baseball.
Going on a drive into left center field. Jackie's underneath it. Makes the catch. They've done it again. Back to back for the Garden in Black. The Gamecocks repeat as College World Series.
And this time they didn't need a whole lot of drama, beating Florida 5-2 to win their second straight College World Series. The Masters of the one-run heartstopper scored three runs in the third inning, and that's all they would need. A home run by Peter Mooney and two RBIs by series MVP Scott Wingo led the offense, while Michael Roth got the pitching win, striking out six. The Gamecocks set an NCAA record with 16 straight tournament wins now and 11 straight College World Series wins dating back to last season. They went a perfect 5-0 this year at Omaha, including that opening 5-4 win over A&M a week ago Sunday. By the way, that was the only game South Carolina gave up more than two runs in any game at Omaha. Congratulations to the Gamecocks. The Brazos Valley Bombers are probably just fine that they are done for the year with the Coppell Copperheads. Last night at the Brazos Valley Bank Ballpark, the Bombers lost their third in a row to Coppell, 4-1. Of the Bombers' 24 games played this year, half of them have been against the Copperheads, and Coppell have won seven of those. They won't play again in the regular season. Instead, the Bombers bring the Acadiana Cane Cutters and the East Texas Pump Jacks heavy to the schedule now. After two games tonight and tomorrow at Alexandria, the Bombers will meet Acadiana for the first time ever. They're in their first season in the TCL. At 12-12, the Bombers finished third behind the Pump Jacks and the Cane Cutters in the first half standings. Major League Baseball is prepared to strip Frank McCourt of the L.A. Dodgers. A person familiar with MLB's plan says the league probably will file a motion to seize the cash-strapped franchise. The person spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. Baseball constitutions allow Commissioner Bud Selig to take control of a team that seeks Chapter 11 protection. MLB first must file a motion seeking termination of the franchise, and the person says it's probably going to happen. No timetable, though, yet. Well, Maria Sharapova, Sabine Leziki, Petra Kvitova, and Victoria Azarenka have advanced to the Wimbledon semifinals by winning yesterday. Sharapova and Azarenka each won in straight sets, and Leziki and Kvitova lost second set tiebreakers before advancing. From the men's draw, Rafael Nadal said his left foot is not seriously injured, and he'll play American Marty Fish in Wednesday's quarterfinals. Nadal hurt the foot during Monday's fourth-round win over Juan Martín del Potro. The two-time champion is 30-2 at Wimbledon since the start of the 2006 tournament. Nadal and Fish will be playing in one of Wednesday's four men's quarterfinals. Fish is the only American left playing at Wimbledon. The agent for Terrell Owens says the star wide receiver had knee surgery early 3 months ago, is not considering retiring, and will be ready to play when the NFL season starts. Drew Rosenhaus confirmed Tuesday that Owens tore the ACL in his left knee and that the doctor performed the surgery in early April. Tiger Woods says he's making progress in his recovery from injuries to his left leg, although he has no idea when he's going to return to golf.
There's no timetable. And, you know, as I said, that's hard for me. I've always been very goal-oriented about when I'm going to play, how I'm going to peak, how I'm going to get ready, how I'm going to my practice schedule is going to be. And I'm not doing that this time.
He was speaking at a news conference at the AT&T National yesterday. He said he'd be surprised if the year ended without him playing in the tournament, but he would not say whether he's going to be ready in time for the British Open next month. And Josh Hamilton homered in Texas's three-run third as the Rangers beat the Astros 7-3 last night at Minute Maid. And that's your look at sports, your first one. More next hour. I'm Tom Turpeville for Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. It's 6:57. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
These days, healthcare is undergoing a lot of change. One thing that won't is Scott & White's quality medical care and commitment to be there when you need us. We have a network of physicians and clinic and hospital locations throughout Central Texas. So if you move or change jobs, you can count on having Scott & White Healthcare nearby, including our newest clinic in College Station on Arrington Road. Our care is connected by a system-wide electronic network that stores your medical information. It's confidential and available to your Scott & White Healthcare team when you come to see us at any location, helping us keep your care on track. From wellness programs to highly specialized medical care, you can depend on Scott & White to help you manage your health. And we accept all major insurance plans. Visit sw.org. Scott & White Healthcare. Your choice. The trusted choice.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warrantied roof to last for years. Call America's Choice Roofing. Ask for your free roofing estimate today. Call 855-5MY-ROOF. Make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Visit americaschoiceroofing.com or call 855-569-7665.
Do you live in the country or in an area where there's no high-speed internet? Are you tired of dial-up and waiting forever to get your email or trying to surf the web? Your wait is over. Now, high-speed internet is available almost everywhere. Now you can go to websites at the click of a mouse, and no more waiting. Do your banking, pay bills, surf the web like it's supposed to be, and best of all, no more waiting. So now is the time for you to get high-speed internet. Call Starfire at 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH. And start surfing the web. Call right now and get free basic installation. Call Starfire today for details at 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Well, we got a little slight chance of showers out there. 20%, that's not very much. Weather's...
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Afghanistan's president says terrorists won't stop them from taking control of their country. After militants stormed a popular hotel in Kabul, killing civilians, Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more live.
Yeah, the gunman fought floor to floor, guests trying to hide.
I don't think we really know quite what happened.
She was inside. Six attackers blew themselves up. Others went to the roof where a NATO helicopter was called in to shoot them. The Intercontinental Hotel in Kabul was recently being renovated, and Afghanistan's intelligence chief says that is how the fighters might have got in.
They might have camouflaged themselves as laborers, as technicians.
Latifullah Mashal. The hotel was filled with dignitaries ahead of a NATO-Afghan handover meeting. Dave?
Alistair, tension rising back up. In Egypt, hundreds of protesters battling security forces a second straight day, demanding faster prosecution of police brutality during February's uprising, forcing President Mubarak out of power. The New Mexico wildfire, forcing thousands from their homes, now 95 square miles.
We have not lost any structures at the laboratory.
That's Los Alamos Fire Chief Tucker. The worry is if the fire gets to nuclear waste barrels, lab officials are confident that won't happen. President Obama will speak out today, holding a news conference with a lot of issues hanging over his head. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Yeah, the deficit talks are bound to be the major topic at the president's East Room news conference in about 3.5 hours. But officials say President Obama will open with comments about the economy and job growth, particularly timely as recent numbers have shown a slowdown in the recovery. Then, of course, there is the effort to raise the debt limit and more expected warnings about what failing to do it will mean for the world's economy, Dave.
Rich, a settlement in the countrywide mortgage mess. Bank of America, which now owns that company, will pay more than $8 billion to investors who lost big buying low-quality mortgage-backed securities that went bad in the housing market collapse. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
How do we celebrate summer? Saving money with e-values.
Member Nicole Recker on the Sam's Club e-value saving celebration. June 29th through July 4th, save on top of already low Sam's Club prices, like $50 off a Samsung 40-inch LED TV,
$2 off artisan fresh chicken sausage, $1 off seedless watermelon,
and more. Not a member? Join June 29th through July 4th. Get the money-saving benefit plus members enjoy all year. E-values at Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Want a more colorful 4th of July? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great American Painting Party, June 26th to July 4th. With colors like Red Bay, White Tail, and Blue Sky, independence never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Summer is here and family vacations are just around the corner. But what do you do when you can't take all your family members with you? Give them the next best thing, a stay at the Pet Resort at Aggieland Animal Health Center. indoor air-conditioned runs, luxury petite suites, premium veterinarian diets, and, of course, the love and personalized attention of a highly trained resort staff makes the stay at the Pet Resort at Aggieland Health Center the next best thing to going with you. Come by for a tour or call the Pet Resort at Aggieland Animal Health Center at 764-PETS for more information.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts. Please vote for us in the best of the Brazos Valley in home decor, gift shop, local online shopping, and Christmas and seasonal decor. Texas Trading Post at TXTraders.com.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called sedation dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Normandy Tractor, 0% financing, zero down payment on the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on Kubota tractors, Kubota gas and diesel zero-turn lawnmowers, and more. Normandy Tractor. Why buy used or those other brands when you could buy a new Kubota L3400 DT 35-horsepower four-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and a 5-foot box blade? Save $1,500 in cash rebates, all for only $16,649. Our payments of only $228 per month. Bet you can't get that on a used tractor or from those other guys. Check out the Kubota MX5100 52 horsepower tractor with the Kubota front end loader for only $19,295 or only $263 per month after cash rebates. Normandy Tractor. Get more for your trade-ins, free delivery, three-year warranties, and much more. NormandyTractor.com for additional savings. Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. Nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
WTAW News Time, 7:05, 75 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today with a high of about 100. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Texas A&M University student is hospitalized following a near drowning Tuesday morning. University Police Sergeant Alan Barone says it happened in one of the pools at the Student Rec Center.
We had a male student who was conducting some personal training in one of our pools there at the natatorium. And approximately 8:45 a.m., the lifeguards noticed that there was an issue with the individual. He was pulled from the pool, and our campus emergency medical services were contacted and responded. The individual was ultimately transported to the med where he is currently at.
Barone says police and the school's student affairs division continue to collect more information. The student's identity has not been released. Just outside the Brazos Valley, a search continued late into the night for a fugitive Walker County jail inmate. That's after sheriff's officials say the inmate overpowered a guard and fled the jail, despite having been granted a new trial after his 2006 murder conviction was overturned.
We believe that he had been planning this for several weeks and that he had a vehicle waiting for him. We're not sure whether he got to that vehicle or not.
Trent DeRay Archie of Huntsville was being held on a drug possession charge when he escaped and likely armed himself during his getaway. Walker County Chief Deputy Butch Davis says the search remains focused on Huntsville for now.
Most of his relatives live here. Most of his associates are here, and we're still concentrating in this area at this time.
Davis says leads are being pursued or were being pursued as of midnight Tuesday night, but no sightings had been reported. Last September, Bryan City Council approved spending up to $50,000 to do an outside audit of its electric utility. The auditors were before council yesterday to recap their draft report. CPA Alyssa Martin says after reviewing BTU's performance in 13 areas, 18 recommendations were made.
We did identify some design recommendations where they can improve or strengthen the process, and those were specifically over contracts, purchasing, and board operations related to real property. We recommend that BTU continue to work to enhance and improve those areas specific for efficiency and effectiveness.
All the suggestions are at some stage of development or have already been implemented. One example is having a written policy of what constitutes a BTU purchase versus a contract requiring the city attorney's approval.
Trustees have approved spending another.
Sorry, that's Bill. It's not his turn just yet. Here's Alyssa Martin again.
They've discussed it. There's oral discussion and a verbal agreement. What we would like is a very clear, distinct designation between what's a purchase and what's a contract. We think that's in the best interest of the request.
Another work in progress is if an existing city ordinance gives authority for the BTU general manager to purchase property. Bryan, school board members have given the green light to another pair of six-digit maintenance reports. Now it's WTAW's Bill Oliver's turn.
Trustees have approved spending another $253,000 to install new heating and air conditioning on the Lamar campus. The total cost of replacing what's been there for over 25 years, with some sections dating back to the mid-1970s, is over $477,000. That's more than $57,000 over the estimate. Meantime, the price to replace the roof at the Bryan High School Fieldhouse is less than the estimate of $450,000, the approved bid, just over $280,000. Both projects are expected to be completed before the start of the new school year. In personnel actions, there's a new principal at Davila Middle School. Scott Martindale moves north from an assistant principal position at Consolidated High School. Martindale replaces Josh Garcia, who took a position in Fort Worth. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And radio and television stations who are members of the Texas Association of Broadcasters have recognized Bryan Broadcasting, that's WTAW's parent company, for its public service for an unprecedented fourth consecutive year.
Well, our effort towards serving the Bryan College Station, Brazos Valley community is really just a part of our DNA here. Everyone who works here knows that if there's an opportunity that presents itself, we want to be the first to volunteer to help out. We don't do it to win the awards. We don't do it for a thank you, but this award is from our peers, and this means that other people in broadcasting have noticed that this is the way we work around here, and that's gratifying. It's good to know.
Vice President and General Manager of Bryan Broadcasting, Ben Down, says the Bonner McLean Award acknowledges what is done by the stations and its employees year-round to assist both individuals and organizations. WTAW News Time is 710, 76 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Leah with Zwirneman Flooring. By now, you've probably heard about our warehouse fire, but we're still open for business in the same location. Zwirneman Flooring wants to thank all of our loyal customers for their continued support. At Zwirneman Flooring, we take pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. And we won't let a little warehouse fire get in the way of providing you with the best flooring the Brazos Valley has to offer. For all your flooring needs, call Zwirneman Flooring today at 776-2800.
Classic Collision and Restoration. You know, Doug's been around for quite a while. He's had his own shop for 12 years and been in the business for 25 years. Why that's important to you is because the kind of work that they do at Classic Collision, classic work, we're talking paint quality that is great enough for show cars. And I tell you that because it's important. The chances of you doing business with Doug with a regular kind of an accident on a late model car is probably more than it is if you have a classic that needs to be refitted. Doesn't matter. They can do both of them at Classic Collision. Doug wants you to understand, obviously, they do the classic work, but they do everyday work, too, to cars and trucks that are made right now. All the body work that I've had done on any of my vehicles, Doug's done the work. And they'll be glad to give you an estimate. They'll be glad to help you through all those hurdles that you go through when you have an accident. You have to deal with the insurance work. You may need to rent a car. You may need to get back home from the shop. You may need to have your vehicle towed to the shop. Doug can do all of that for you at Classic. Just give him a call, 779-8399, or go to aggiebodyshop.com. Classic Collision and Restoration, yes, they will take care of classic cars, but your car, your new car, once you've been in an accident, they can help you there too. Classic, the number to call, 779-8399.
Let us take your breath away. That's what we specialize in at Old Bryan Marketplace. Hi, this is Grant Conley. I'd like to invite you to Old Bryan Marketplace to see for yourself. For years, my family store has been adding special touches to homes in the Brazos Valley. Home decor, gifts, furniture, and more. Items that stimulate your creative senses. Bring a friend, take a break, and relax in our friendly store. Old Bryan Marketplace in historic downtown Bryan.
It sure is windy out here.
No, it's Thursday.
Yes, me too. Let's go get a drink.
Do you find yourself misunderstanding everyday conversations? Audiologist Dr. Robert Herring at Listen Here Audiology Center has been providing the highest level of hearing health care in the area for over 15 years. Listen Here Audiology provides audiological care by utilizing professionalism, technology, and a desire to improve the quality of life of those with hearing impairment. Call Dr. Herring at 776-4327 or visit listenhereaudiology.com today.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with an accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go. Visit csmedcenter.com for more information.
First tropical weather system of the season developed in the Bay of Campeche last night. That's Arlene. She's forecast to move into northeastern Mexico by the weekend. Sunshine for today. We're up to 95 to 100. Clear skies tonight. Lows will be 75 to 80. Partly sunny for tomorrow, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Should be partly to mostly sunny during the day on Friday. High temperatures, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
South Carolina, the champions of college baseball, and they did it by going 5-0 in Omaha over the last 13 days. We will talk about that. We'll also talk about the Brazos Valley Bombers. They lost their third in a row last night. That and the Rangers and the Astros playing each other at Minute Maid. That and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, it's kind of like we're South Carolina. Do you have any questions? Because, I mean,
yeah.
if you take this year and last year, didn't it sound like 11 straight wins in Omaha?
11 in Omaha, 16 straight wins in the tournament.
Yeah, if you have any questions, then see us after the game. But, yeah, pretty impressive showing. That's, but anyway, I kind of like college baseball. All right, so today's edition of Why Do You Listen to This Show? Why do you listen to this show? If you pull up behind any old 18-wheeler, pretty much, below the level of the flatbed trailer, for instance, if it's flatbed, there'll be a bar down there, under there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that bar is called?
I'm sure you're going
to
tell me.
I'm about to. It's called a Mansfield bar.
Ah, named...
Yes.
For President Mansfield?
No. Named for Jane Mansfield, who died in a traffic accident on this date. On this date.
Yeah, rather gruesome.
And what happened is it the car ran up under a slow-moving truck. There was a truck that was spraying for mosquitoes in front of this big 18-wheeler. And obviously the driver not paying attention and ran up under that and basically instantly killed the people in the front seat. And so to cut down on that happening again, they put a bar under there that restrains the car from going under it, and that is called a Mansfield bar.
Had no idea they named after her.
Happened today. And again, as you know, her daughter is Mariska Hargitay, mm-hmm. and she was in the back seat along with her brother.
Still has a scar from that accident.
Yeah, minor injuries, but that's it. So that's why you listen, so you can find out stuff like that. 5 years ago, a guy named Matthew McVicker, a web designer, decided to give one lucky disposable camera a free vacation, sending it through the mail from Cape Cod to Honolulu with the instructions, take a photo before you pass it on. Basically, he cut a hole in a piece of a 12-inch by 10-inch cardboard and taped one of those cheap plastic disposable cameras in it. And when he got the camera back, there were 7 photographs taken from various workers from the United States Postal Service that showed the camera's journey. It's kind of like that, the gnome thing, right, where you take the gnome and you take it traveling someplace. And then what was that movie? I saw a movie where the couple couldn't afford a honeymoon, and so what they did is they had people take pictures. Oh, that was, what was that George Clooney movie where he traveled?
Up in the air.
Yeah, that's what they did in that. That's kind of an interesting little movie. Anyway, he also tried sending 3 more cameras on vacations to Washington, Japan, and Massachusetts from Hawaii, but none of those got returned. Well, what is that about? What does that say? All right.
Some guy in Boston says, hey, I got a free camera.
That's it. Taking pictures. Ain't sending it back. All right, you boys tweet. You tweet.
I don't.
Do you?
Yep. He does. I don't.
Yep.
Guess who else is tweeting?
The Prez.
Just about everybody.
Pope.
Oh, that's
Pope
right.
Tweets?
Yeah, I'm talking about that.
Pope's tweeting.
Is he?
He is. Yep, he's tweeting.
I'm sure it's him, too.
Yeah, he's 84. He's tweeting, okay? Well, maybe they got big buttons. I'm not sure. Well, I don't know. I mean, I have trouble. I'm, you know.
Yeah.
Tough doing that stuff.
I don't know. But, you know, I mean, if he misspells, you know, something corrects it for him.
Well, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, really.
You got the ultimate spell check.
The ultimate spell check.
Yeah, yeah. Got that happening for you. All right, here we go. Let's give away some. Let's give it.
It's I before E.
That's right. It's gonna be hot today. All right. So you cannot have won this before, but we need an answer to the three questions. 695-1620.
Oh.
695-1620. If you have the answer to the three questions.
Yeah.
Right. It has. But you cannot have won before. And we got Schlitterbahn tickets, and you know it's hot outside.
Uh-huh.
You can use some of those.
That would be that'd be a nice nice way to beat the heat.
Kind of getting in the water and cooling down a little bit would be all right. Do we need to ask the three questions again? I mean, has it been that long that we need to do that to recycle?
It depends on what kind of is anyone calling?
Oh
right
yeah,
now?
Well I got one call, but you know I'm just, and again the whole idea is. I tell you what, that's what we'll do is we'll do this, and if we've got it, and I figure they're calling because they have the answer. Do you have the answer? Hello? Turn your radio.
Hello?
On. Hey, what's the answer?
I thought we got butt dial.
Nestle, Red Fox, and I forget the last.
Oh, well, that's not
sorry, that's not the right answer.
Hi, what's the answer?
Is it Nestle, Annette Fabre, and Red Fox?
Oh.
No, that's not right.
Oh.
Hi, what's the answer? Hello? Dang, 695-1620. So close, 695-1620. The three answers. And obviously, we've already had two of them, if you've been paying attention. And actually, you wouldn't even have to know. All you'd have to know is what that correct third answer is without even knowing what the question is.
Exactly.
Which is kind of an interesting situation. So, anyway. 695-1620, 695-1620. Wow, that killed it. Okay, here we go. Here are the three questions.
Uh-huh.
The world's largest maker of bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
The only celebrity invited to Elvis Presley's wedding at the Aladdin Hotel. And the female star of more Elvis movies than any other. Those are the three questions. Now, two of the three answers we've gotten have been correct. If you can figure out which is which, then I think that it'd be pretty easy to ascertain. You just need to come up with the right answer that was almost so close. So, again, the world's largest producer of bottled water, the only celebrity invited to Elvis's wedding, and the female co-star in more Elvis movies than any other. If you have that, then we got tickets to Schlitterbahn for you. In the meantime, imagine this scenario. You and some other guy have been driving side by side, yelling and cursing at each other. Now you've pulled over to settle things.
I knew I saw you boys in traffic.
Sit. The other guy gets out with a gub.
Uh-oh.
You, on the other hand, reach for a bowl of oatmeal.
I told you it was Scott.
That's it.
I told you it was Scott.
The epic oatmeal versus pistol showdown happened, it says here, on a Houston area highway on Monday. Do we know where that might have been? Grand jury will decide whether any charges will come of it. Police say that one driver did have a concealed carry license for the gub. It's not known whether or not there was any paperwork for the oatmeal.
Oatmeal, gunfight.
Yeah, look on that. Houston. Hi there. What's the answer?
Coca-Cola.
Nope, that's not it. Thanks.
Huh?
Hi, what are the three answers?
Nestle, Red Fox, and Shelley Fabre.
That's it!
Hooray!
Yay! Congratulations! Who's this?
Thank you. This is Janet Boone.
Janet Boone. What do you do, Janet?
I work at the Brazos Valley Council of Governments in the 911 program.
Well, good for you. Thanks for what you do. All right, we got a pair of tickets to Schlitterbahn. Any of the three parks?
Well,
We're out of Galveston.
We're out of Galveston. I got New Braunfels or South Padre.
So where's the third one?
New Braunfels Padre Island.
New Braunfels.
New Braunfels.
You know where we're located?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. See you.
Thank
Bye.
You.
All right,
the infamous oatmeal gunfight.
Yeah.
Apparently happened about 9:00 Monday morning.
Okay.
On State Highway 146 near Loop 197 in the picturesque town of Texas City.
Texas City.
Yes.
Lovely place.
One of the many hamlets along the coast that glows in the dark.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you are. Okay. Oatmeal. Now, did they say, was it flavored oatmeal or was it plain?
Let's see. Grand jury will decide whether charges should be filed in a road rage case that involved one man tossing a bowl of oatmeal at another man who had pulled a pistol. And it pretty much stops there.
Yeah. See, it probably.
I can get, well, hang on. Let me click this link right here.
Okay. Probably the writer of this saw that the name of the place was Texas City, and he thought it should have said a Texas City. And so he said near
probably
Houston.
Probably so.
Near Houston.
Let's see. And the, you know, I'm going to break our rules here. Just read directly from the Galveston County Daily News.
There you are.
A 49-year-old man and his wife were driving northbound on State Highway 146 in their red Mercedes, while their 20-year-old daughter followed in a black Mercedes.
Of course.
The father reported looking in his rearview mirror noticed a man in a white Chevy pickup truck too close to his daughter's car. Father told the police he saw a truck driver flailing his arms in an agitated state. Daddy pulls over the side of the road. Juniet did, too. Driver of the pickup kept going, so his father gave me. He father gave Chase.
Very nice.
Let's see. There was Then we have the quote from the police officer. Evidentially.
Okay.
I think it's supposed to be evidently.
Probably.
Some swerving between the two vehicles, and the two exchanged words and were cussing at each other.
This would have been a Chips episode.
Yeah. The two men pulled over near Highway 146 overpass at Loop 197. Both got out of the car. The driver of the truck got out first and had a bowl of oatmeal in his hand. The driver of the Mercedes grabbed his pistol and confronted the driver.
Yeah.
Fearing for his safety, the driver of the truck tossed his bowl of oatmeal at the man with the gun to distract him and get away.
Yeah.
During the argument, the Precinct 5 constable drove up.
Oops. That could have been a problem.
He took that pistol away from that Texas City.
Sure enough, I imagine.
Because once again, as I've been told before, it doesn't matter if you have a concealed handgun license or not. Once the guys with the badges and guns arrive, if you have a gun pulled, guess what? You're hitting the gun pointed at you.
Yeah, you need to put yours away.
It doesn't matter if you've got a right to have it or not.
I'm going
to
take control of that, and we'll move on from there. Wow.
Initially, the gun owner was arrested but not charged. After spending the morning in jail, he was released with no charges.
There you go. Hello?
What would Ponch have done?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm just thinking that, really, that would have been yelling and screaming and throwing oatmeal.
Yeah, but if it was a Chips episode, they would have had to have flipped over, and then a gas truck would have had to have ignited nearby.
Hi, this is State Farm agent Brenda Keith, serving the Brazos Valley for over 28 years. We live in a rapidly changing world, but some things never change. My staff and I are always prepared to help you and our policyholders during difficult times of loss and tragedy. We are your friends and neighbors. Thank you for voting us best insurance agent in the Brazos Valley for the past 6 years. Call us today to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your current insurance needs at 260-9734 or email me at BrendaKeith.com.
The best place in town to live may be the one place you haven't explored. Traditions Club. No other subdivision comes close to the natural setting that is Traditions. Texas hill country terrain, winding creeks, huge old growth trees, and beautifully shaped lots await your new home. Or choose from many garden homes. A new clubhouse, Jack Nicklaus designed golf course, friendly, Aggie-loving neighbors, and all that's missing is you. TraditionsClub.com.
Seasons and styles may change, but the experienced staff at Riviera Salon and Day Spa can help you look and feel your best all year long. Connie specializes in a variety of massages, including hot stone, a great way to relax and get away from everyday stresses. So if you're looking for a way to enhance your current beauty regimen, Riviera Salon and Day Spa can help. Call 693-0350 today to book your appointment with Connie and be sure to mention this ad. Or visit them online at RivieraDaySpa.net.
Hey, good morning. It's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY. 20% chance of showers today. If it happens, it'll be late in the afternoon after 4 o'clock or so, about 100 for our high temperature today. 20% chance of showers will continue on till tonight. 76 is our low. And then we'll continue to have those numbers all week long and heat indices around 104, 107, something like that. Currently, we have a humidity of 91%. Winds are calm, fair skies, and 76 out there.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. All types of roofing, from composition to metal. Check out all their products at America's AmericasChoiceRoofers.com. For quality workmanship and affordable prices, make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-569-7663.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In early 2009, Peter Ferrara wrote a Wall Street Journal article comparing Obama's economic policies with those of Reynaldus Magnus, Ferrara's old boss, and he concluded that Obama's policies were the opposite of Reagan's and would lead to opposite results. Well, 2 years later, in Forbes, Ferrara now writes that prediction seems to be on track. When Reagan's presidency began, unemployment soared to 10.8%, 3 points higher than the 7.8% unemployment rate at the start of Obama's regime. Reagan inherited double-digit inflation, 13.5%, double-digit interest rates, 21.5%. That was in 1980. But Reagan cut taxes, cut spending, instituted a strong dollar monetary policy, deregulated key sectors of the economy like energy. The result was the largest economic expansion in history, 94 straight months of growth. 20 million new jobs are created. Obama, on the other hand, has raised taxes and wants to raise them further. His spending's out of control. He's grown the size of government exponentially. His increasing the money supply has led to a steadily collapsing dollar, and he's added layers of new regulation to American businesses. Obama's tax increases won't fully hit until 2013. But in his short time in office, we have sustained high unemployment, a sluggish economy, and increasing poverty. Ferrara lays out the case with reams of stats. The verdict is inarguable. Reagan policies led to prosperity. Obama's are leading us to disaster. So let's stop all this talk about Obama being unbeatable. He is ripe for the taking.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
How do we celebrate summer? Saving money with e-values.
Member Nicole Recker on the Sam's Club e-value saving celebration. June 29th through July 4th, save on top of already low Sam's Club prices, like $50 off a Samsung 40-inch LED TV,
$2 off artisan fresh chicken sausage, $1 off seedless watermelon,
and more. Not a member? Join June 29th through July 4th. Get the money-saving benefit plus members enjoy all year. E-values at Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Want a more colorful 4th of July? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great American Painting Party, June 26th through July 4th. With colors like Red Bay, White Tail, and Blue Sky, independence never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
Has your employment status changed? AMCO Insurance can provide the coverage you need during this stressful time of transition. If you've recently switched employers or lost your job, call us to discuss AMCO's diverse selection of budget-friendly individual and family insurance plans. If your current employer doesn't offer health care benefits, we can help with that too. Contact AMCO Insurance today for a no-obligation quote. We've been providing peace of mind for over 135 years. Call AMCO today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 77 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today with a high of about 100. The heat index making it feel like about 103. That chance of showers late in the afternoon, and again, only at 20%. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A near drowning was reported Tuesday morning at the Texas A&M University Student Rec Center. University Police Sergeant Alan Barone says lifeguards noticed a problem with a male student in one of the natatorium pools.
We're still in the fact-finding and investigation mode of this case and still trying to determine exactly what happened with this incident. Once we were notified here at the police department, we responded. Investigators were sent out to the scene as well, also working in conjunction with some of our associates. associates in the Student Affairs Division as well.
The student, whose identity has not been released, was taken to a local hospital. His condition is not known. Over the last 6 months, a special audit of Bryan's electric utility has been conducted at the City Council's direction. A draft report at yesterday's council meeting included 18 recommendations to improve BTU's efficiency and effectiveness. One example from CPA Alyssa Martin addressed a question from Councilman Mike Sutherland. The subject was reviewing a city ordinance to determine if a policy can be written allowing the BTU board to give the general manager the authority to purchase property.
We've recommended that the policy be very explicit about what qualifies as an appropriate purchase by the general manager within his spending limit and what property, real property purchases should go directly to the board. So to your question, Councilmember Sutherland, irrespective of whether the ordinance allows for that delegation, we've recommended that that be re-delegated in much more explicit terms.
If our ordinance allows it.
If your ordinance allows it, yes. Thank you.
While auditors called on BTU to strengthen the process used in considering contracts and purchasing, the controls currently in place resulted in no negative issues. More summer maintenance projects have been approved by the Bryan School Board. WTAW's Bill Oliver has a rundown.
When Bryan ISD trustees approved replacing the roof at the Bryan High Fieldhouse earlier this year, the price tag was estimated at $450,000. The bid awarded yesterday was just over $280,000. While that's well under the estimate, finishing the replacement of the air conditioning and heating at Lamar is going to be $57,000 more than expected. Approval given yesterday to spend $253,000 towards installation and buying the climate control equipment. In all, over $477,000 will go towards replacing a system that has parts anywhere from 20 to 36 years old. Monday's meeting also included personnel decisions. Trustees filled the vacant principal's job at Davila Middle School after Josh Garcia took a job in Fort Worth. The new principal at Davila is Scott Martindale, who spent the last 3 years as an assistant principal in College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season has formed in the western Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Arlene is slowly organizing and is expected to strengthen in the Gulf as it moves toward Mexico. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for Mexico's northeastern coast, but National Hurricane Center meteorologist Todd Kemberlin says Arlene poses little to no threat to Texas.
There is some possibility that some of the rain bands circulating around the storm system could affect areas that far north, depending on the exact track of the storm. But in the end, what Brownsville might observe, if anything, would be peripheral effects.
Arlene was about 190 miles east of Tampico early this morning. The storm has maximum sustained winds of 40 miles an hour and is moving west-northwest at about 8 miles an hour. And for the fourth consecutive year, members of the Texas Association of Broadcasters have awarded the Bonner McLean Public Service Award to WTAW parent company Bryan Broadcasting. It's the first time that the award has been handed to the or given to the same outlet for four consecutive years.
The public service advertising that you hear, the promotion of cake sales and the promotion of car washes and things. There are also a lot of things like some of the larger events that happen throughout the year in Bryan College Station that are fundraisers for local charities. We donate a lot of advertising for that. Also, there's the contribution by our staff, their individual membership on boards and their efforts to help people as they raise money for different events. And of course, there are the fundraisers that we conduct to help people who are in specific and a special need at this time.
That's Bryan Broadcasting Vice President and General Manager Ben Downs. WTAW News Time, 736, 78 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Considering replacing windows in your existing home or building a new home and looking for cost-effective and energy-efficient windows, call Intercon at 823-3639 because Intercon offers windows for both new construction and for replacement that easily beat the standard requirements for energy efficiency. Call or come by Intercon. Let Oscar or Brad Beard show you how you can protect your most valuable investment by buying windows, which are among the very best available, yet extremely affordable. Intercon's replacement windows are installed by Intercon employees that work on windows every day. Call Intercon today for a free quote and no pressure. Keep your home energy efficient throughout the year. Let the fine folks at Intercon help you with all your window needs. Call Oscar or Brad Beard at Intercon today at 823-3639, 823-3639.
In today's turbulent economy, it is a rarity to find a business that remains unchanged. The one characteristic of Tom Line Plumbing that has remained unchanged is his commitment to customer service. My wife and I have been a part of the Brazos Valley for close to 25 years, and while we have the choice of many locally owned and operated businesses, we continue to use Tom for one simple reason. He has become family. Join me, Ben Welch, in voting today for Tom Lyon Plumbing in the best of the Brazos Valley.
Thank you for voting Forrester Tile, the best tile company in the best of the Brazos for 2010. This is Sharon with Forrester Tile. Our objective is to set ourselves apart from our competition by providing a wide selection of colors, styles, and sizes. Always installed with attention to detail and a high standard of service since 1957. Voting for the best of the Brazos Valley is now through July 5th. Remember Forrester Tile when casting your vote for the best tile company. Forrester Tile. Tile. It's all we do, and we do it the right way.
I'm test driving a BMW 3 Series today so I can see how it stacks up. And so far, I'm very impressed.
What is up with this guy next to me?
Oh, yeah. Get the sideways look. There's the old subtle chin tilt. Oh, and there it is. He wants to race me. No, thank you. And it would be no contest. He must not know that the 3 Series is faster and more powerful than its rivals from Audi and Mercedes. And, don't ask me how, it's more fuel efficient than ever.
He's really not getting the message.
No, thank you. When you're the ultimate driving machine, great power comes with great responsibility. So, test drive a 3 Series as responsibly as you can at your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
740 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Skies relatively clear over eastern Texas this morning. We're going to see sunshine. We've got a little bit of residual cloudiness that was due to thunderstorm activity well off to our north yesterday. I think we're going to be partly sunny overall today and in the mid and upper 90s. Clear tonight with low in the upper 70s. Partly sunny tomorrow in the mid to upper 90s. A few clouds tomorrow night. Lows are going to drop into the upper 70s. Friday, we're going to be partly to mostly sunny, and temperatures Friday will be in the mid to upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Rangers beat the Astros 7-3 last night at Minute Maid. We'll talk about that. The College World Series is over. South Carolina goes a perfect 5-0 to win their second straight CWS title. That's some Major League Baseball news and more coming up in sports.
There you go. Hey, y'all. Down on the Georgia coast, y'all. The long arm of Chatham County officials, y'all, is reaching into the backyard of Paula Deen, y'all.
Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah, yeah. I was hoping that was who you were talking about.
For keeping chickens in a non-agricultural zone, y'all.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
My wife informed me last night that apparently a house in our neighborhood has chickens.
Now, there's a house down the street from down the street from where I grew up, as a matter of fact, that's keeping chickens in College Station. Mm-hmm. They've painted up hen houses and everything. And
Chickens in my freezer. But
no, not the same thing. We're talking live with feathers, right?
I got you. Well,
have you taken the kiddos down to see?
No. We've got live ducks at the in-laws. Why would we go see chickens?
That's right. You've got live dachshunds at home.
That's right.
Paula's publicist said that Paula believes that she is in compliance with the zoning ordinance, y'all. If the company finds otherwise, it would upset Paula to have to get rid of her beloved birds. They're beloved until she goes out there and rings one of them to
neck,
right?
I beloved them, battered and fried.
Dang right. They'd be rescued after they serve as monitors there on the wet. Her beloved birds, which were rescued after serving as monitors for West Nile virus in Chatham County Mosquito Control Board. She said, y'all give me them chickens. I'll take them back there to my house, y'all.
Paula. Enough with the y'all. Seriously. Or I will walk down the hall, y'all.
All right, here we go. It's the top 10 auto brands as ranked by J.D. Power and Associates Initial Quality Study.
Chevrolet.
Number 10 is GMC, big boy. Huh? Number 9 is Cadillac. There you go. Number.
I just had to pick on. I just had to pick on GM. You know, the whole government motors thing. So.
Now, but then we have some, shall we say, car manufacturers based in other countries finishing up the final 8 in the top 10.
Where are their factories, though, my friend?
Well, that's why I say foreign based. Number 8 would be Infiniti. Number 7 would be Toyota. Number 6 would be Porsche. Number 5 is Mazda. Number 4 is Mercedes-Benz.
I don't think they build those here.
I don't think they do. Nope. Number 3 would be Acura. Number 2 would be Honda. Number 1 would be Lexus. So there you go.
There you go.
Just saying. That'd be your top 10. A few tense moments yesterday on the International Space Station. You hear about this?
Yeah, they almost ran into some trash.
Yeah.
Well, trash almost ran into them.
That's right.
Yeah.
They came by in another spaceship, had the window down. Yeah, guy was wearing a wife beater and
that's
a cap,
right. Yeah.
drinking a beer and smoking a cigarette.
That's right. Threw out a Wendy's bag. Yeah. And there you go.
Yeah. They're watching,
didn't have their kids buckled in.
Uh-huh.
Watching blue-collar comedy to a video.
Scratching
there.
Off a lottery ticket.
Dang right. Okay. Anybody else we need to get in there?
I think we pretty much offended everybody.
Had a lawn chair in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
They had to scramble.
A bumper sticker that said, Jesus is my co-pilot. There, everybody's offended.
Okay.
Now. I think we've got everybody. Yeah.
They had to scramble into the two Russian Soyuz escape capsules.
Oh, well, yeah, sure. You all hide here.
Don't touch the red button.
Yeah.
As the space debris got too close, they spent a half an hour in the capsule. Is it safe to get out yet? You go look.
Sure.
It's your turn. You have to go look.
Stick your head out.
So, I mean, is it an errant...
Silly American.
Is it an errant styrofoam cup? I mean, what kind of debris were we talking about? Do we know?
Probably a busted satellite or something like that. Because, you know, they talk about all that space garbage that's up there now.
Yeah. Now, do magnets work in space?
Why are you asking us?
I mean, I don't know.
Like I know. What, you want me to fake it? Right. Absolutely they do, right. Scott.
Yeah. Do magnets work in space? That's why there's no refrigerators.
Yeah. The reverse Coriolis effect.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, whatever. Well, I mean, because the only other option is that you got to put somebody out there in a Day-Glo vest with a stick and a nail, you know, picking this debris up.
That's right. Yeah. Or you could just use
a visual of an astronaut with a Day-Glo vest on the outside.
Exactly.
So.
That's what
or
I'm
you could
saying.
Just use a spear like they do in the park, you
but
know, when they pick stuff
but
up.
That's what a stick and a nail. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I'm saying, if a magnet
imagine
works.
That radio transmission.
Houston, we will be out for a moment picking up garbage.
Yeah. You missed one. Yeah. Anyway. But shouldn't we have then, I mean, a space flight out there to pick up some of this debris if it's becoming such a problem?
What, like a street sweeper?
Well, I don't know.
An intergalactic?
I'm not sure.
Atmosphere sweeper?
Astronauts in Day-Glo vests?
Yeah, sure. One guy driving, two guys hanging on the back.
Yeah. Got a little strobing amber light going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, just picking up some. Yeah. But after a few years, those two guys will get fired because they'll come up with some fancy hook or something.
Yeah,
you know,
like right. All right, there you go. Smurfette. We talked Smurfs yesterday, didn't we?
Well, they're coming out with the movie.
They
so.
Are. That's it. Smurfette is modeling some high-end designer accessories in the August issue of Harper's Bazaar, the only female in all Smurfdom, doing some Louis Vuitton and some Dolce & Gabbana and some Marc
Dolce,
Jacobs.
But nice try.
Yeah, well, whatever. I don't. You know.
And it's Gabbana. But, you know.
What do I say? Gabbana?
You
Gabbana?
Said Dolce & Gabbana.
I can't say Gabbana?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. If you're from Red River County, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you are.
I know.
Marc Jacobs. Smurf movie, for all it's worth, comes out July 29th.
I'll ask the same question that got an eye roll last night in my house. Yeah. Did you ever find it unseemly that she was the only female in that entire colony?
I'm doing an eye roll.
I kind of figured. Just asking.
Did you spend a lot of time thinking about that?
Jamie said something about, you know, there was something Smurf related and either something she was looking at online or something like that or, you know, in her evening show prep, whatever. But she said that and I stopped whatever I was doing and just kind of gave the little head cock and I said, did everyone ask the same question? Then I got the eye roll and we both went back to ignoring each other.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
It's worked for 10 years. What can I say?
I had never thought about it, you know, to be honest with you. Hey, but by the way, while we're talking about...
Did all three of them eye roll you or just Jamie? I mean,
no, the kids were in bed.
I see. Okay. Well, they're...
Here go, new company.
They're eye rolling now.
Besides, if it's not about Lightning McQueen, the boy doesn't care. So.
New company called MoviePass, hoping that film fans will be interested in paying $50 a month to see an unlimited number of movies in the theater. MoviePass.
So you'd have to do, actually, what, these days you could do probably, what, five?
Yep.
And it'd pay for itself.
Got some rules. They're hoping that they can bring this subscription model out there that, of course, Netflix has done with rentals. There are the rules that you are limited to seeing one movie per day. Users can only see a movie one time. If you want to rewatch whatever, Hangover 2 or Bridesmaids.
You can only do that once for the month? Or
you have to pay for your ticket. No, you need to pay for your ticket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you can only see a movie one time on this program. Okay.
Tickets are non-transferable. Tickets must be purchased the day of the show. And if you want to do 3D or IMAX, it'd be an additional $3. San Francisco, a private test market. During the test, MoviePass teams hope to discover what price works best for customers and how the service can bring them more value.
For a movie file, and I'm not, but for we certainly know people who are, I can see them taking advantage of this.
Well, but the other thing is, a couple of things. You need to be in a market where you've got enough screens.
Right.
Okay, so that everything comes in there, even the ones maybe.
Yeah, if you live in Palestine, it's probably not a good idea.
Right.
No.
And, you know, can you sneak into the drive-in anyway? And but also for movies that are not in wide distribution.
Mm.
You know, for independents that are independent theaters aren't part of movie chains, are they going to buy into this? What's the benefit?
You got to be a real movie geek, though. I mean, you know, you got to like all kinds of movies.
Pretty heady statement coming from you. I mean, I would have pegged you as being someone who might have been interested in this.
Well,
I know you watch a lot of movies.
I do, but I watch only the ones I really like, and that might be 7 or 8 a year.
Come on, huh? Let's go see a movie we hate.
How do you know you like it before you see it?
Oh, you just watching the trailer.
Because if you know that, shouldn't you know how it ends?
You're just watching the trailer, you know.
Why do you mean know how it ends?
Well, I mean
Junie and I
talking like he's got ESP over there.
Well, no, Junie and I'll sit in the movie and we'll watch a trailer, and after the trailer's over, we'll look at each other and, you know, do a little thumbs up or thumbs down.
Well, Jamie and I do that too, and I've seen a lot of movies that still stunk.
Yeah.
That's right. That trailer, sometimes that's got all the good lines in
it.
Well, most of the time, yeah.
Just Brakes.
What's Just Brakes charge for pads and shoes?
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels, including a lifetime warranty, machining rotors and drums, and inspecting your brakes for just $99.88.
All that for $99.88?
Yes, the warranty even includes parts and labor.
$99.88 for pads and shoes that'll never cost another dime?
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Most vehicles. Additional repairs at additional costs are required or suggested on most cars. $6 shop fee extra. See store for limited guarantee terms.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Throw out your razor and forget about tweezing, plucking, and waxing to get rid of unwanted hair. Now you can safely, quickly, and comfortably eliminate embarrassing facial or body hair forever. Using the latest laser technology, our hair removal treatments for men and women will make sure you get to the root of the problem and get rid of that unwanted hair once and for all. Call Childs Dermatology today at 979-696-4444 and discover how our elite MPX laser is superior to all other lasers in destroying unwanted hair permanently.
Shortest distance between two points is a straight line. As David Works can tell you, this is never more true than when dealing with grief. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. It started out as a normal Sunday in December 2007. The sun shone bright across the New Life Church in Colorado Springs as the Works family climbed into their van after that morning service. Then everything changed. Out of nowhere, bullets crashed through the windshield and pinged off the vehicle's metal frame. A mere 10 yards away, the muzzle of an assault rifle flashed toward their van. By the time the gunman moved on in search of more victims, David Works and his wife Mary had lost 2 of their 4 daughters. Few of us have experienced trauma quite like that. But none of us are immune to loss so deep it brings us to our knees. Psychologists will tell you we each grieve in our own way. However, David says there is one universal truth he learned that day, that there are no shortcuts. We can't heal from grief by avoiding it or going around it. You have to walk straight through the middle. And that can be so difficult. But with the support of family and friends, we can face our grief and grow through it towards healing. We may not charge ahead with confidence, and our steps may be shaky at first, but that's okay. With time, like the Works family, we'll find ourselves stronger than we were before our world changed. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Buying a good used car is all about having the right information and facts. And if it's a Honda-certified used car, well, it just got a whole lot easier. Because now you can find out the history, mileage, and the price of the Honda you're looking for without leaving your home. Simply go online and search Google or Yahoo for Honda-certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make the right choice. Honda-certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
You want two things from your spray painting project, right? You want it to look great, and you want it to last. That usually takes two products, a primer and a paint. But not anymore. New Krylon Dual Paint and Primer does both jobs. So in just one easy step, you get great Krylon color and a finish that lasts like you primed it. Krylon Dual Paint and Primer in one for a great look that lasts. Krylon, make it yours. Available at Walmart. Save money, live better.
One more time. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Let's take a final look at sports. It's brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. South Carolina, number one, no doubt about it, in college baseball. They went a perfect 5-0 in Omaha, and last night wrapped up their second straight World Series title with a pretty much ho-hum 5-2 win over the University of Florida. No final inning dramatics needed this one. They took a 3-run lead in the third inning and pretty much coasted from there until the end.
This ball is into left center field. Jackie Bradley makes the catch. South Carolina has done it. Back-to-back national titles.
A home run by Peter Mooney and two RBIs by series MVP Scott Wingo. He talked after the game.
I don't know if anybody could took this award. I mean, I'll take it, but I'll tell you what, every one of these players deserves it. But that's awesome. We did a great job, and we played the best we played all year.
They set a record with 16 straight tournament wins and 11 straight CWS wins dating back to last season. A perfect 5-0 this year at Omaha, including that opening 5-4 win over the Aggies a week ago Sunday. By the way, that was the only game South Carolina gave up more than two runs all week long. Brazos Valley Bombers lost again. Coppell Copperheads beat them 4-1 last night at the Brazos Valley Bank Ballpark. They've lost three in a row, but they're through playing the Copperheads for this season. Of their 24 games, they've played the Copperheads 12 of those. Copperheads win 7, Bombers win 5. The Bombers will bring the Acadiana Cane Cutters and the East Texas Pump Jacks heavy into their schedule now in July. After game tonight and tomorrow at Alexandria, the Bombers will host Acadiana for the first time ever. They're new to the TCL this year. 12-12, the Bombers finished third behind the Pub Jacks and the Cane Cutters in the first half standings. Top-ranked Rafael Nadal and American Marty Fish trade volleys today in one of four men's quarterfinal matches at Wimbledon. Third seed Roger Federer is on center court against number 12 Joe Wilfried Tsonga before Andy Murray takes on Feliciano Lopez. Second seed Novak Djokovic faces Bernard Tomic in the other quarterfinal match. Labor talks between the NFL commissioner Roger Goodell and union head Damari Smith are scheduled to resume today after the two speak at a rookie symposium. They opened the first of 4 days of bargaining yesterday without players or owners, according to several people familiar with the dealings. Tiger Woods says he's making progress in his recovery from injuries to his left leg, although he has no idea when he's going to return to golf.
I've been through this before. I've missed major championships before. Missing the U.S. Open, yeah, it was really tough because it was on a golf course that I knew, and I knew how to play. And the fact it was our national championship. As an American, that's a big event. That's a big deal. And I've always loved playing, you know, USG events ever since I was 14 years old.
Said he doesn't know whether he'll compete in the British Open next month, but said he'd be surprised if the year ended without him playing in a tournament. Back to baseball, Josh Hamilton homered in Texas's three-run third inning as the Rangers beat the Astros 7-3 last night. Texas starter C.J. Wilson picked up his eighth win of the season, as well as his first major league hit. Houston rookie Jordan Lyles remains winless after allowing 5 runs and 10 hits. And an agent for Terrell Owens says the star wide receiver had knee surgery nearly 3 months ago, is not considering retiring, and will be ready to play when the NFL season starts. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More. It's 7:57 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
This is Jim Swayze. If you notice your kid's appetite gets bigger during the summer, do what Jenny and I do. Hide the remote control, put the Twinkies on the back shelf, and take them to the bookshelf. Half Price Books has one of the largest sections of kids' books in town, and it's sure to satisfy even the pickiest appetite. Our kids feed their brains on picture books, pop-ups, activity books, books for their summer reading lists, even kids' cookbooks. We find it all at Half Price Books. And don't forget to check out the Half Price Books Feed Your Brain Summer Reading Program that lets kids ages 14 and under set a summer reading goal and earn back-to-school bucks. Find out all the details at hpb.com or at your local half-price bookstore. A summer full of reading and a store full of books? Come on, let them grab a bite to read with the Feed Your Brain program at Half Price Books. In their new location on University, just off the bypass, next to PetSmart and Michaels.
Hey Brazos Valley, it's Leah with Zorneman Flooring. By now you've probably heard about our warehouse fire, but we're still open for business in the same location. Zorneman Flooring wants to thank all of our loyal customers for their continued support. At Zorneman Flooring, we take pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. And we won't let a little warehouse fire get in the way of providing you with the best flooring the Brazos Valley has to offer. For all your flooring needs, call Zorneman Flooring today at 776-2800.
Molly Maid Home Cleaning is a trusted name in residential house cleaning. Molly Maid has been taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. With Molly Maid, you get a clean you can trust. Call today to set up your free in-home consultation to start getting the most out of life with Molly Maid taking care of your home. Call us at 979-693-7700 to set up your free estimate or visit us on the web at Molly
Maid. Station Bryant. Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
The president, I think, is spending too much time thinking about the next election.
House Speaker John Boehner has Democrats accuse Republicans of playing chicken with the economy. In a few hours, President Obama will hold a news conference. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Today, the president will be holding the 14th full press conference of his presidency, and there is plenty to talk about. First, there are those debt talks. The president will be meeting later today with Senate Democratic leaders over that impasse in those talks. Later today, he holds a party in honor of Gay Pride Month. But the homosexual community has been upset that he won't endorse gay marriage and that the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal hasn't been completed. There is also the Afghanistan withdrawal and the conflicts in Libya and Syria. Dave?
And Mike, add this to the list of things the president might be asked about. Iran conducting secret nuclear tests. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
Yeah, Britain saying in the past few days, Iran has tested ballistic missiles covertly, furthering its nuclear bomb work while trying to distract attention with several days of public rocket launches and other military exercises. Britain's foreign secretary saying Iran used that diversion to test both missiles and launches, and this despite Iran's repeated insisting that it has no ambitions to build a nuclear bomb. Dave?
Alistair, how did militants armed with bombs and guns and suicide vests attack one of Afghanistan's premier hotels in Kabul?
We believe that there was a loophole in the security, definitely. Investigation will definitely take place.
A lot of photo marshal with Afghan intelligence. At least 10 people were killed. So were all the attackers. Three men prosecutors call ticking time bombs who need to be taken off the streets will be sentenced today in New York, convicted of plotting to blow up synagogues and shoot down military planes. In wildfiery New Mexico,
our biggest concern is a fire that spots into the town site and hits some unburned fuels.
Los Alamos Fire Chief Doug Tucker, all the vegetation around nuclear waste barrels at the Los Alamos National Lab has been cleared out. Officials confident the fire won't endanger them. Thousands of residents have evacuated. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. It's a home loan on your terms, and it's only available at Quicken Loans because everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Saturday morning, you've got a toothache. You need to get in touch with your dentist, and you need to do it fast. You want to talk to a dentist. You call the office. There's nobody to answer because it's the weekend. What good does it do when you want to talk to somebody and all you get is an answering machine? You need to talk to a person to find out the next available time that you can see the dentist. If you're in the medical field, think about this. Answering machines drive customers away. People want access. They want immediate answers and attention. For less than $3 a day, Brian 800 Answering Service works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Brian 800 Answering Service will always be here locally in town with live people answering calls when you're away and when you're in need. There are no long-term contracts required, so get in touch with Brian 800, their answering service. That's Brian 800 Answering Service. They are locally owned and operated. Call them at 775-4800 or click Brian800.com.
Looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? It is Caldwell Country Chevrolet's goal to provide you with an excellent purchase and ownership experience. Click CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country, just a conversation away.
Just Brakes.
What's Just Brakes charge for pads and shoes?
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels, including a lifetime warranty, machining rotors and drums, and inspecting your brakes for just $99.88.
All that for $99.88?
Yes, the warranty even includes parts and labor.
$99.88 for pads and shoes that'll never cost another dime?
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Most vehicles, additional repairs and additional costs are required or suggested on most cars. $6 shop fee extra. See store for limited guarantee terms.
You know, this might not be the exact time of year that you're particularly thinking about sports. All Aggie sports is done. Right now you got Major League Baseball. You got the Wimbledon tennis going on, things like that. And you're getting ready for football, aren't you? Getting ready for Aggie football, for high school football, the fall. Well, Suddenlink wants you to think about it now because what they've got is a great sports package. You can get the Suddenlink sports package for half price right now. They've got a great deal. And Suddenlink has over 25 channels of the most exciting sports program, and most of those are in high definition. And there is nothing, nothing like high definition sports, especially when it's live sports. They've got the Golf Channel, the Fox Soccer, the ESPNU, which is all college sports, the Outdoor Channel, the Tennis Channel, and many, many more. Yeah, more than 25 channels of just sports. So if you call Suddenlink today and add the sports package at this special price, you'll be mighty happy that you did. Call them at 1-800-915-1866 and talk to them about bundling and what we've been telling you about bundling and how it can save you money. By using the telephone service, by using the internet service with the DVR and the video of demand, and of course the high speed internet. So call Suddenlink at 1-800-915-1866. Half price sports and so much more.
Hi, I'm Randy Lee with R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control. We pride ourselves on the quality of our services, our years of experience, and the variety of services that we offer. At R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, we provide green and organic pest control services, as well as precise pesticide applications. We are a local pest control company that is Aggie-owned and operated. When it comes to shielding and protecting your home against pests, call R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, 690-8622. Or see us on our website at rpleepestcontrol.com.
WTAW News Time, 8:07. We're up to 80 degrees right now at the studios, 100 for a high today. Very slight chance of showers this afternoon. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Brought to you by Mr. Electric, winner of the prestigious Top Gun Award. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Texas A&M University student is hospitalized following a near drowning Tuesday morning. UPD Sergeant Alan Barone says it happened in one of the pools at the Student Rec Center.
We had a male student who was conducting some personal training in one of our pools there at the natatorium. And approximately 8:45 a.m., the lifeguards noticed that there was an issue with the individual. He was pulled from the pool, and our campus emergency medical services were contacted and responded. The individual was ultimately transported to the med where he is currently at.
Barone says police and the school's student affairs division continue to collect more information. The student's identity has not been released. Just outside the Brazos Valley, a search continued late into the night for a fugitive Walker County jail inmate. That's after sheriff's officials in Huntsville say the inmate overpowered a guard and fled the jail despite having been granted a new trial after his 2006 murder conviction was overturned.
We believe that he had been planning this for several weeks and that he had a vehicle waiting for him. We're not sure whether he got to that vehicle or not.
Trent DeRay Archie of Huntsville was being held on a drug possession charge when he escaped and likely armed himself during his getaway. Walker County Chief Deputy Butch Davis says the search remains focused on Huntsville for now.
Most of his relatives live here. Most of his associates are here, and we're still concentrating in this area at this time.
Davis says leads were being pursued as midnight approached Tuesday night, but no sightings have been reported. Last September, Bryan City Council approved spending up to $50,000 to do an outside audit of its electric utility. The auditors were before council yesterday to recap their draft report. CPA Alyssa Martin says after reviewing BTU's performance in 13 areas, 18 recommendations were made.
We did identify some design recommendations where they can improve or strengthen the process, and those were specifically over contracts, purchasing, and board operations related to real property. We recommend that BTU continue to work to enhance and improve those areas specific for efficiency and effectiveness.
All the suggestions are at some stage of development or have already been implemented. One example is having a written policy of what constitutes a BTU purchase versus a contract requiring the city attorney's approval.
They've discussed it. There's oral discussion and a verbal agreement. What we would like is a very clear, distinct designation between what's a purchase and what's a contract. We think that's in the best interest of the request.
Another work in progress is if an existing city ordinance gives authority for the BTU general manager to purchase property. Bryan school board members have given the green light to another pair of six-digit maintenance projects. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
Trustees have approved spending another $253,000 to install new heating and air conditioning on the Lamar campus. The total cost of replacing what's been there for over 25 years, with some sections dating back to the mid-1970s, is over $477,000. That's more than $57,000 over the estimate. Meantime, the price to replace the roof at the Bryan High School Fieldhouse is less than the estimate of $450,000, the approved bid, just over $280,000. Both projects are expected to be completed before the start of the new school year. In personnel actions, there's a new principal at Davila Middle School. Scott Martindale moves north from an assistant principal position at Consolidated High School. Martindale replaces Josh Garcia, who took a position in Fort Worth. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And radio and television stations who are members of the Texas Association of Broadcasters have recognized the parent company of WTAW for its public service for an unprecedented fourth consecutive year.
Well, our effort towards serving the Bryan College Station Brazos Valley community is really just a part of our DNA here. Everyone who works here knows that if there's an opportunity that presents itself, we want to be the first to volunteer to help out. We don't do it to win the awards. We don't do it for a thank you, but this award is from our peers, and this means that other people in broadcasting have noticed that this is the way we work around here, and that's gratifying. It's good to know.
Bryan Broadcasting Vice President and General Manager Ben Downs says the Bonner McLean Award acknowledges what is done by the stations and our employees year-round to assist individuals and organizations. WTAW News Time is 8:11, 81 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Mr. Electric. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better.
delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair, as well as a 24-hour immediate response service. Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Your local Mr. Electric has recently been recognized with the prestigious Top Gun Award, given only to the best Mr. Electric franchises. Mr. Electric, Aggie and veteran-owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
Everyone is tightening their belts about now, and at Dexter Mortgage, we can help. We can lower your interest rate or change the terms of your loan to better fit your financial future. And rates are great. 30-year loan is just in the mid-fours now with good credit. A 15-year note is even less. Do you want to remodel your home or pay off those pesky credit cards, get a tax deduction at the same time? You may have all the money that you need. The problem is, it's all in your home. Solution? Dexter Mortgage. We can explain to you your options. Get the money that you need. We make loans honestly without all that double talk. I know that not everyone refinances or purchases a new home every day, but we do. Call me today. I'm Debbie Davis with Dexter Mortgage. We handle government loans like FHA and VA, conventional loans, 30, 20, and 15-year notes, construction loans, even cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. We do it all. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
Sterling Auto Group is the place to get the best deal on the all-new 2011 GMC Sierra V8 four-door. Save over $7,000 off this capable truck featuring a refined interior and built for off-road handling. Or choose 0% financing for 60 months. Take advantage of the savings now on the 2011 Sierra V8 four-door. Only at Sterling on Highway 6 between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
Hi, I'm Charlie Light, owner of Charlie's in College Station. I'm here to ask you to support Bryan College Station and shop locally and keep jobs and businesses in our community. Keeping your business in town allows Charlie and other local businesses to contribute to the local tax base and support the local charities. Remember, before you shop out of town, shop locally whenever you can. It's good for Bryan College Station. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
News Talk 1620 WTW. Well, try it. I mean, okay. Oh, all right. Okay. Well, we'll work on that in a minute. I'm talking to Mayor Nancy Berry from the City of College Station. She'll be here in just a minute. Right now, let's check some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Skies relatively clear over eastern Texas this morning. We're going to see sunshine. We've got a little bit of residual cloudiness. It was due to thunderstorm activity well off to our north yesterday. I think we're going to be partly sunny overall today and in the mid to upper 90s. Clear tonight with a low in the upper 70s. Partly sunny tomorrow in the mid to upper 90s. A few clouds tomorrow night. Lows are going to drop into the upper 70s. Friday, we're going to be partly to mostly sunny, and temperatures Friday will be in the mid to upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, the mayor's here this morning from the City of College Station, but first, before we talk to the mayor, and we'll have a plug them in right there in front of you so you'll be able to hear. We're going to do Quiz the Mayor today. We're going to have her, well, I don't know about that. Actually, it works out very well because the folks from Moody Gardens are here.
Ah.
And the mayor.
They brought
is,
a skink.
And the. Yes, they did. And
they
the
did.
Mayor is headed, as a matter of fact, to Galveston today.
Oh, really?
Right? You going to Galveston today?
I am this
are
afternoon.
You? Okay. Are you going to dress like Dickens on the Strand, or are you just kind of, you know?
Be a little hot for that.
I think I'll just dress the usual okay, Nancy the, Berry chic.
Like the beach, okay, the beach hangout kind of a thing. Yeah, that's good. Well, and have a good time. We always enjoy when we go down to Galveston.
I'm looking forward to it.
So first we're going to talk to Sarah from Moody Gardens because you brought... Now, Chase said it. This is a skink, but I didn't know that they were. I thought skinks were like little bitty. This thing is ginormous.
Yeah, they're pretty big. Amber Henderson is actually a biologist for Moody Gardens in the rainforest, and she can tell you all about him.
Well, why don't you come on over here and Amber and tell us from a safe distance about the skink? Well, I mean, do you want to come in here and play with this thing?
Sure, why not?
Okay, I mean, it's as long as your forearm. It's a big critter. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's this thing weigh?
Bigger than a newborn's.
Yeah. What's this thing weigh?
He's probably about maybe 2 kilograms, something like that.
Oh, no, don't tell me. That's like 4 pounds, right? Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
How old?
He's 6 or 7 years old.
How long do they live, usually?
Probably 12 or 13.
Okay. And he's looking around at my oatmeal bowl, even though I washed it out. What do they normally eat? What's their normal diet?
He's an herbivore. He eats fruits, veggies, greens, things of that nature.
Well, had I known that. Chase, you got any watermelon for him?
No, sorry.
Okay. Well, I didn't know for sure. Now, does he have a, he or she have a name?
He does have a name. His name is Cliff.
Cliff, okay.
That's great.
And you're right. He is a very big skink. Yeah. He's larger than a lot of other skinks.
He's reading the Wall Street Journal. That's what he was doing. I didn't realize I had to look around my computer screen. He's reading the journal. That's cool. Now, is he actually wanting to pounce off of that, or what do you think? Is he?
No, he's pretty slow moving, and he's arboreal. That's why I hold him on this piece of bark, because he likes to sit on it, and it makes him feel comfortable. But he does have excellent eyesight, a lot better than most other reptiles. Right. So he is very keen to movements and new things and lights and things of that nature.
So when Cliff is not out on tour, where do we see him?
He is one of the rainforest animals. Yeah. You can see him on exhibit at the rainforest at Moody Gardens.
Okay. Does he wear a T-shirt that says, "My name's Cliff," so we'll know him, or do they all pretty much look alike, or do we know?
No.
He doesn't wear a T-shirt.
You can just call
him
all Cliff.
Yeah, that's it. But that's, again, that's one of the neat things, that people get to see animals in their own natural environment there. And what other kind of critters would they see at Moody Garden?
Well, between the rainforest and the aquarium, we have quite a few. At the aquarium, you know, we have the big hits. We have the seals, the penguins, the sharks, the fish. And then at the rainforest, we have a lot of animals that we didn't have prior to Ike, the giant Amazon River otters, Chinese alligators, and we have a few other species that are free roaming in the rainforest. We have two species of primates. We have white-faced saki monkeys, cotton-top tamarins. We have on exhibit dikers, ocelot, the Chinese alligators, and several other species. Wow. And then we have about 10 to 15 different bird species flying around in the rainforest.
How very, very fun. Well, look, thanks, Cliff, for coming on in. How often does Cliff eat?
Cliff eats about 3 days a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Not too often.
What does Cliff eat?
That's why he's so thin.
And what does Cliff eat?
Cliff eats, we give him usually greens, kale, things of that nature.
Well, he's vegetarian.
He'll also get veggies. He gets squash and all that. Fruit.
They just take him to the salad bar.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let him lay out there and, you know, hang out, eats those cherry tomatoes.
He goes to Bonanza.
Yeah, flips him up on his tail and, you know, gobbles him down. That's cool. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
So Sarah, tell me what else is going on at Moody Gardens besides Cliff and the gang.
Well, of course, we do have the Rainforest Pyramid reopen. I believe last time we were in the area, we were getting ready for that big grand opening.
Right.
And that took place at the end of May. So we are up and running. 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. We've got that. The rainforest is a huge hit. We've had great customer survey reviews. And we also have the Palm Beach area that was revamped with a $5 million enhancement. We added a lazy river, wave pool, water slides, and of course we have all the lounge areas and the other amenities that were there before, sand volleyball courts. So a lot of fun. And every Friday night at Palm Beach, we've got Bands on the Sand, which is our weekly summer concert series. We have different local and regional bands come out and perform right there on the water. It's a great experience, and every show is followed by a fireworks spectacular over the water in the Moody Gardens Pyramid. So it's beautiful. Great experience for everyone.
Yep, and since we can't see fireworks most any place around here, that's a good
thing
to do if for no other reason. This is, again, what we enjoy going down there, but this is a very family-friendly atmosphere.
Just, oh, yes. You know. We have the aquarium, of course, and the Rainforest Pyramid, the Discovery Museum. The 4D Theater is a huge hit. We're showing Dora and Diego's 4D Adventure. And then the 3D Theater, which has the largest 3D screen in Texas. It's about 60 by 80 feet, so it's really huge. We're showing Rio 3D right now. So even if you've seen that on a smaller screen, it's definitely worth it, worth a trip down to Galveston to check it out.
Good. Sounds like fun. If you want some more information, you got a website.
MoodyGardens.org, or you can visit us on Facebook. Cool. And you can check out all of the times and ticket prices online at our website, again, MoodyGardens.org. But you'll also get a special discount for purchasing your tickets online.
Okay, good. Yeah. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank
Amber
you.
And Cliff for coming in this morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. And Mayor Nancy Berry here from the, now that we've done the wild side of life, we can talk stuff going on in College Station. How are you today?
I'm terrific. I'm headed to Moody Gardens.
Yeah, you really are. That how fun that you actually were headed down there anyway. And so now you'll know Cliff. You can
it's always good to go somewhere to visit friends.
Yeah, exactly. So things
are. You're the mayor. You don't. You got to get your friends where you can
get
them.
It's exactly right. You know, and Cliff's not registered to vote here, so you know you don't have to worry about that. Things are quiet in the city of College Station. Can we say that? Is that safe?
I think that's fair.
Yeah, you know, it's we haven't had any great controversies of such. But let's talk about where we are now. I guess I'd like to get your impressions first. We had the big ribbon cutting for the landfill. Apparently got most of that taken care of. Y'all have taken care of yours. I think Brian has some things that they're still trying to iron out as far as rates are concerned.
Right. Yeah. The rates are essentially going to stay the same for Brian and College Station, but there'll be a slight difference going in on certain types of garbage.
Yeah.
And so the idea was, since we're closing the Rock Prairie landfill in the next few weeks, they're trying to get, you know, every inch out of it that they can, and we go forward with the landfill, even though the fiscal year is the same as the city's, which is October 1st, we thought it makes sense to open it with the new rates we're going to have as opposed to...
Sure.
And these are gate rates, you know, people who come up to the gate.
Right.
And did a cost comparison of landfills in the state and, you know, made a scientific, if you will, reasonable price. And so we, City of College Station, passed that increase, and Brian, they only had six people present, so it was a 3-3 kind
right.
of thing. And so I expect that Brian will take care of that shortly.
So people understand, I talked to a Brian official last week, who said that while it's not all of their trash, at least a portion of El Paso's trash comes here. I mean,
really?
Yeah, and if you consider, I mean, that's a long way. And the reason they do it, obviously, is that it is a cost-effective thing for them to do. And that's, I mention that to say that obviously there are all sorts of entities that are looking for cost-effective ways to get rid of their stuff. And I know that this is being designed to really compact the refuse well. And we could have a very extended life facility here.
Multi-generational, for sure. We got a silver award for being, you know, environmentally sound. I mean, it's a LED building, and it's just a really state-of-the-art trash place.
You know, hey, you got to have it. You got to have it.
We got a first-class dump.
There you go. It ain't sexy, but it's something that you got to have.
Absolutely. And because, I mean, this was 10 years in the process of getting the TCEQ certification. That's Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. There's so many processes and so many things you have to do that, you know, we needed to have one that's going to last 50, 75 years just because they're not making any more land.
Yep.
And as the population grows, you know, this is 12 miles out in Grimes County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to take care of it.
Yeah.
Nancy Berry joined us this morning. And then just real quick, I'm reading an article today in the Wall Street Journal that says through the first 3 months of the year, tax revenues for cities and states nationwide has gone up 4.7%, which I find interesting because we have a dip in the housing market nationwide that's pretty substantial. And so with that in mind, in a market like College Station, where the real estate market is much more stable than it is in some bad places, where are we as far as your feel for tax revenue and what that's going to look like as we get through the year?
I think our tax revenue is going to be probably a little bit lower. I mean, our sales tax, which is a major component of our budget, is a little off. And that's the thing that the city's going to be looking at.
Oh, sure.
The budget. We're going to have to probably cut another $1.5 million in expenditures to balance the budget and not increase any property taxes, and I think this council is committed to not increasing taxes at all. So there can be some tough cuts. Right now, the department heads are looking at their budgets, and then the city manager will present a budget to the council in, you know, late July.
Now, in those budget cuts, does it occur? Obviously, the first thing you think about is people. Then some sort of cutting back or hours of service. But where in that of that $1 million, let's say, where does operation or maintenance usually fall from a percentage dollar? I mean, if you could put some sort of a number together.
It's some of it. I don't really, honestly, don't know the exact percentage. I know that we would be reluctant to add anything to the budget that would increase O&M. Mm-hmm. But we have done things like with the Parks Department, where we used to do the maintenance and mowing and stuff like that. We've outsourced that. We've just kept one crew, so to speak, a skeletal crew, and we have multiple providers that are going to be maintaining the parks and stuff. But if you have someone do your lawn and it rains, please God.
Yeah, really. We could use it.
Can't we? And you miss your time, then you wait till next week, you know. And so if that's the case, we have a skeleton crew that can, will be there. But other than that, we've outsourced, those kinds of things, and I think we'll continue to look for efficiencies wherever we can.
Well, there's a new normal for a whole lot of things out there, that's for sure. Well, so you're going to take a little time off, enjoy that, and then get ready to get back into the trenches and as we sprint toward budget time. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
You bet, Nancy.
Fourth of July, we've got a whole ton of stuff going on at Adamson Pool, check it out.
All right.
Check it out on our website, mm-hmm. cstx.gov/pools, and we got, the 4th of July concert's going on, and they're going to use laser lights instead of the fireworks.
Good. So there's always an alternative.
Yeah, so lots of things going on in the city. Check us out on the website. Okay. And
Have a good holiday and talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You met Nancy Berry. She's the mayor of College Station. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.
Catherine Chatham is a lifelong Bryanite, but back in the World War II years, she served her country as an engineering test pilot, a proud member of the Women's Air Force Service Pilots.
And like all women in military in World War II, we were primarily there to relieve men so they could go and fight. The program I went into was a training program. We went in as civil service employees of the government, but were promised military. Well, most of us, that wasn't terribly important. We just wanted to fly and wanted to serve our country.
Now, Catherine Chatham says that legitimizing themselves as pilots was an ongoing battle back in the 40s.
Back then, they didn't think we were strong enough or able to fly an airplane, and so we proved that pretty thoroughly, that we could keep up with the boys. Of course, we tried harder, I think, than the men did, just so we could be able to prove that. I think our record might be better than men.
In the 1970s, these members of WASP started reading about how it was the modern-day female pilots who were the first ladies of military aviation. They said, hey, hold on a second.
Didn't set too well with most of us, so some of the more active-type ladies lobbied the Congress, and so we were accepted as veterans in 1977, which was a long time to wait to be recognized.
Catherine and Roland Chatham were high school classmates back at Stephen F. Austin. Later they started dating, and after about a 35-year courtship, they were married in 1977. Roland was a war cinematographer. If you've ever seen the World War II newsreel footage, then you've probably seen some of his work.
He wanted to be a cinematographer and went to school in Los Angeles, although he was a native Bryanite too. But he went into the service as a tech sergeant, as a motion picture cameraman.
Roland Chatham shot most of his combat footage in North Africa and later shot the VE Day celebration.
The happiest thing that ever happened to him, his eyes would just kind of roll back in his head when he would talk about the liberation of Paris. He claims to be in the first jeep that went into Paris. They just, male and female, came out and hugged and kissed him and brought him whatever they had, food, wine, whatever, champagne.
Roland Chatham died in 1987, but he and Catherine shared a lifetime together and a lot of it in the air.
One time flew down to Galveston, landed on the beach, illegal, took a swim, came back home. It was wonderful. Good time.
And Catherine Chatham was awarded the Congressional Gold Medal last year for her service. Congratulations to her. It was nice hearing again my visit from a while back with Catherine Chatham. I'm Tom Turpeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 832, 82 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today as we head toward a high of about 100. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final look at news for the morning. Brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. They sell and service fun, not tractors, on Texas Avenue across from Ducky's Car Wash in Bryan. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A near drowning was reported Tuesday morning at the Texas A&M Rex, Student Rec Center. University Police Sergeant Alan Barone says lifeguards noticed a problem with a male student in one of the natatorium pools.
We're still in the fact-finding and investigation mode of this case and still trying to determine exactly what happened with this incident. Once we were notified here at the police department, we responded. Investigators were sent out to the scene as well, also working in conjunction with some of our associates in the Student Affairs Division as well.
The student, whose identity has not been released, was taken to College Station Medical Center. His condition is not known. Over the last 6 months, a special audit of Bryan's electric utility has been conducted at the City Council's direction. A draft report at yesterday's council meeting included 18 recommendations to improve BTU's efficiency and effectiveness. One example from CPA Alyssa Martin addressed a question from Councilman Mike Sutherland. The subject was reviewing a city ordinance to determine if a policy can be written allowing the BTU board to give the general manager authority to purchase property.
We've recommended that the policy be very explicit about what qualifies as an appropriate purchase by the general manager within his spending limit and what property, real property purchases should go directly to the board. So to your question, Councilmember Sutherland, irrespective of whether the ordinance allows for that delegation, we've recommended that that be re-delegated in much more explicit terms.
If our ordinance allows it.
If your ordinance allows it, yes. Thank you.
While auditors called on BTU to strengthen the process used in considering contracts and purchasing, the controls currently in place have resulted in no negative issues. More summer maintenance projects have been approved by the Bryan School Board. WTAW's Bill Oliver has a rundown.
When Bryan ISD trustees approved replacing the roof at the Bryan High Fieldhouse earlier this year, the price tag was estimated at $450,000. The bid awarded yesterday was just over $280,000. While that's well under the estimate, finishing the replacement of the air conditioning and heating at Lamar is going to be $57,000 more than expected. Approval given yesterday to spend $253,000 towards installation and buying the climate control equipment. In all, over $477,000 will go towards replacing a system that has parts anywhere from 20 to 36 years old. Monday's meeting also included personnel decisions. Trustees filled the vacant principal's job at Davila Middle School after Josh Garcia took a job in Fort Worth. The new principal at Davila is Scott Martindale, who spent the last 3 years as an assistant principal in College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season has formed in the western Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Arlene is slowly organizing and is expected to strengthen in the Gulf as it moves toward Mexico. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for Mexico's northeastern coast, but National Hurricane Center meteorologist Todd Kimberlin says Arlene poses little to no threat to Texas.
There is some possibility that some of the rain bands circulating around the storm system could affect areas that far north, depending on the exact track of the storm. But in the end, what Brownsville might observe, if anything, would be peripheral effects.
Arlene was about 190 miles east of Tampico early this morning. The storm has maximum sustained winds of 40 miles an hour and is moving west-northwest at about 8 miles an hour. And for the fourth consecutive year, members of the Texas Association of Broadcasters have awarded the Bonner McLean Public Service Award to WTAW parent company Bryan Broadcasting.
The public service advertising that you hear, the promotion of cake sales and the promotion of car washes and things. There are also a lot of things like some of the larger events that happen throughout the year in Bryan College Station that are fundraisers for local charities. We donate a lot of advertising for that. Also, there's the contribution by our staff, their individual membership on boards and their efforts to help people as they raise money for different events. And, of course, there are the fundraisers that we conduct to help people who are in specific and a special need at this time.
That's Bryan Broadcasting Vice President and General Manager Ben Downs. WTAW News time is 8:36, 82 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You may have heard the roar. They're in your town, on your streets, rumbling through your neighborhood. Victory Motorcycles, the new American motorcycle, now has a new dealer in town. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Stylish, powerful, and built to ride. Victory has been turning heads from coast to coast with its complete line of custom road machines, like the Take Charge Victory Kingpin, the new king of the road and the ultimate in cruising comfort. Or set your eyes on the all-new pavement-pounding Victory Hammer, the ultimate combination of style and substance. This is your chance to find out why Victory is the hottest motorcycle on the road. See one, ride one, own one today. Come see what all the noise is about at Polaris Fun Center. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. We sell fun, not tractors. 1517 South Texas Avenue across from Ducky's near the bend in Bryan. Victory, the new American motorcycle. Always wear a helmet and protective clothing when riding. Victory is a registered trademark of Polaris Industries.
Numbness, weakness, tingling, or sharp nerve pain in your arms or legs can ruin the quality of your life, destroy your ability to work, drain the enjoyment of life with your family. Dr. David Bailey, chiropractor at Bailey Health and Wellness Center, offers safe, proven, and effective treatment to help you get your life back. So call 822-2225 today and set up a free, no-obligation consultation. Take the first step to feel normal again. Call 822-2225 today.
Remember this? I was a mess. My weight had risen. My numbers were not good. Every time I looked in my closet, I saw four different sizes of clothing. I just didn't feel good. That was me exactly 1 year ago. Today, my weight reduction stands at 101 pounds. Thanks, Dr. Mason and Dr. Parent and the team at Brazos Bariatrics. Call Brazos Bariatrics at 774-3232 for additional information. Or go to BrazosBariatrics.com.
J.J. Rufino, my hubby of 39 years, has joined the Cherry Rufino team of award-winning realtors at Coldwell Banker United. J.J.'s specialty is assisting in short sales.
Are you behind on your mortgage and in danger of foreclosure? You may qualify with your lender for a short sale of your home that would allow you to pay off your mortgage at the price your home sells for.
J.J. Rufino with the Cherry Rufino team and Coldwell Banker United. Not associated with the government, and their service is not approved by the government or your lender. Even if you accept their offer and use their service, your lender may not agree to change your loan.
Hi. I'm David Kitchens with R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control. At R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, we offer a variety of services, residential and commercial pest control, bees, bed bugs, mosquito control systems, water misting systems around pools and porches, wood-destroying insect reports, termite monitoring, termite treatments, and pre-treatments. We provide all types of services from monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly, twice a year, or even once a year. So for shielding and protecting your home against pests, call me, David Kitchens, at R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, 690-8622.
Sky's relatively clear over eastern Texas this morning. We're going to see sunshine. We've got a little bit of residual cloudiness that was due to thunderstorm activity well off to our north yesterday. I think we're going to be partly sunny overall today and in the mid to upper 90s. Clear tonight with a low in the upper 70s. Partly sunny tomorrow in the mid to upper 90s. A few clouds tomorrow night. Lows are going to drop into the upper 70s. Friday, we're going to be partly to mostly sunny, and temperatures Friday will be in the mid to upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are.
Now Scott talks.
I was talking, yeah. I was talking to the
Yeah,
mayor.
He was talking. He just
Have
wasn't
fun.
Talking to
Have fun. That's right.
The thousands of people that listen on occasion.
Sorry. Well, the vice president was in here talking to her as well.
So Joe Biden? Okay.
No.
Really?
No. The company vice president.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
know. Area man.
Yeah. Vice president.
Yeah, does that mean he presides over the station Senate?
I prefer. Mm-hmm. By the way,
does he break tie votes?
When he must hand down his. Well, I'll ask him in a little while. We'll just ask him on the air. I was going to ask a question, but Ben would have the answer to it. Ben would have the answer to it.
Ben.
So did you get to see Cliff? Did you guys get to see Cliff?
Oh, the skink?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw it.
Okay. Now I'm doing the show alone, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
What do you mean you're doing the show
Jim
alone?
Jim Carrey may be one of the most gifted comedians on earth, but he has no future.
Is he smoking something?
Can you hear us?
New York Post, page 6, gossip column.
Are you ignoring us? He's just ignoring us.
Rolled a 97.
A 97.
When he hit the Lucky Strike Lanes and Lounge last Friday.
What's going on?
97.
Because of the comfort.
Scott, is your hair on fire?
Grease all over his hand.
He can't hear us, can he?
Hello, is anybody here?
Can you hear us?
Can you hear me, Chase?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear
Chase
me?
I'm going to go in and tell
anybody else. Something's
yeah, he's got to know something's wrong right
there. Okay, I got it. Okay.
You loser.
Who, me?
Oh, so now you can hear me. I was talking to Tom.
No, somehow the mono button got pushed.
Really? So you have mono now?
No, it's okay. No, it's okay.
Is everything okay now?
Everything's okay, fine. Yeah, because
that was kind of fun though, because you were just talking.
You were getting testy.
Chase and I were talking.
You were getting
kind of
testy.
He thought I was testy.
No. I'm doing the show by myself. Oh, that's good.
I tried
looking forward to that.
You couldn't hear us by saying Scott, is your hair on fire? And you didn't even. And you just kept on talking.
You asked if we could see if we got to see Cliff.
Right? Did you get to see Cliff? I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes, we did.
So. I mean, how long did you hang with Cliff? Did you?
Cliff didn't bother me.
I just gazed at him from above.
Yeah, it was amazing.
He seems very sociable.
He was absolutely transfixed by, and I think it was the color picture in the newspaper, because I had the Wall Street Journal spread out over there, and she was holding him on this piece of bark, and he was leaning over the edge, and I thought ready to jump. But
you thought he was going to come after you?
No, I didn't know what. Jump. I thought he was.
He had little pointy teeth.
Did he? I didn't see that.
No, I didn't get that close.
I don't want to be having any.
Because what happened is.
I got little pointy teeth too, but you know.
Missy and Lauren came down the hall to look at him, and you know, so he saw two cute girls, and he spot welded himself to the top of the cage. Then he kind of stuck his hand out, and then he started sticking his tongue out at him, and you could see his teeth.
Start doing a little soft shoe. Kind of comb back his hair and
all that stuff. Today is Waffle Iron Day.
Tom, why didn't you bring yours?
I wish I had, because I've got a fancy one. You know, I got one of those. I got one of those motel waffle irons.
Oh, that flips.
Mm-hmm. Sure do. Yes, I do.
Which I've never understood the importance of. I mean, but that's fine.
I know is they make perfect waffles each and every time.
I do have to say that when you go to one of those places that allows you to cook your own waffle, it's funny to watch those people who aren't quite sure how to do that.
Well,
they're not from around here.
You pour, you close, you flip. You open, you eat.
You pour your clothes.
You pour it, you close it.
Hope you do that before you leave the room.
So now...
Yeah, but I do. I have a flipping waffle iron.
And you say it makes a perfect...
Yeah, you keep your flipping waffle iron at home.
You say it makes a perfect waffle each and every time.
Every time.
How often does that happen?
Every time I cook one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How often does that happen?
Well, we don't... We may do waffles not quite once a month. Maybe once every 6 weeks, something like that.
So it's worth
maybe
it.
More often.
So it's worth it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's worth it because it was given as a gift. I love to pay for it. It's worth every night.
Yeah, I'd say he's gotten his money's worth out of it.
Kind of thing you'd run a rent, you know. Think about that.
I hadn't thought about that.
I could sell a rental place for kitchen appliances.
I could sell waffles like lemonade outside, on the corner.
Perfect.
You know. Well, yeah.
I would want when it's 8:45 and it's 84 degrees already.
Hey. Can I have some waffle? Can you go ahead and heat that syrup? Yes. And a piping hot cup of coffee would be great.
A hot waffle's good anytime.
Can we make a banana face on there?
Yeah,
that'd be just perfect.
But no, it's hard to screw
Come
up a waffle.
Come by on Friday mornings. He's doing pancakes with a smiley face on there.
It even gets, just like in the hotel, it gives you a little beep when it's ready.
Okay, but I mean, you're saying it's hard to screw up waffles with this, as if this is brain surgery. It's a waffle.
But didn't I just say it's fun to go to these places? And if I'm sitting there because I'm watching these people try to do this, and they're just—it's an epic fail. Uh-huh.
Okay, but why do you need to be able to turn it over so that what gravity causes the waffle to fall out rather than you using a fork?
Well, all I know is it gives it a more even cook on each side. I know it's supposed to do that anyway, whether you flip it or not.
That's right. You flip it, and that makes that part of it closer to the sun, right?
And
that's
the reason. I don't know the mechanics.
It's affected by the tides.
Yeah. Well, I know that flipping it turns it on, okay?
I know. Right. Say that about a lot of people. But anyway. I know. I knew what y'all were thinking. Yeah. But. But. That's right. The mechanism makes it start heating up.
Just start.
There you go.
That's enough. For
yeah, that's right. Yeah,
you got to flip it to turn it on.
Nothing can come good out of this. But
don't flip it. You'll turn it on.
What we're missing is probably the most iconic waffle iron of all time, mm-hmm. and that's the one that belonged to Phil Knight's wife.
Oh, the Nike guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how he came up with the first design for the bottom of the Nike shoe. He used her waffle iron.
No.
Yes, that's a true story. You don't know that?
I did not know that.
All right.
That and the Mansfield bar. We have learned a lot today.
It has been an educational show.
That's the idea. Malaysia Airlines banning babies from first class after too many complaints about crying.
You know, that's not on my bucket list to ever fly Malaysia Airlines.
Yeah, really.
Well, here's my thought.
I'm pretty sure you have to be caned to get on there.
I think so.
Here's my thought. You're a baby and you're flying first class. What are you crying about, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm speaking to the guys now. This is Sandy from Douglas Jewelers. You try to tell her how much you care, but sometimes words are just not enough. Express your love and faith with a beautiful Christian marriage symbol, our latest creation of interlocking circles symbolizing your marriage, a cross signifying your faith, and three beautiful diamonds celebrating your past, present, and future. Only at Douglas Jewelers on University in the Starbucks Shopping Center across from Home Depot. Come see us.
Today's local real estate market requires you to be selective. That's the reason you need RE/MAX Select. RE/MAX Select has move-up specialists who understand how important timing is in the sale of your home. Our Select agents are trained to make what could be a stressful transaction a smooth one. Go to RE/MAXSelect.com for more info. And remember, vote for RE/MAX Select and Best of the Brazos. Are you working with a Select agent?
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here you go. Rubber sole shoes first mass-produced as canvas-top sneakers by U.S. Rubber with its Keds in 1917. But the elevation of athletic shoe manufacture to both a science and a fashion due largely to Phil Knight and Bill Bowerman of Oregon in 1958, Knight a business major at Oregon, and a miler on the track team shared with his coach a dissatisfaction with the clumsiness of American shoes. Bowerman's most memorable technical breakthrough was the optimal traction of the waffle soles he invented. Oh, I'm sorry, it was Bowerman who did it by using his waffle iron in his kitchen in 1972.
Oh, okay.
So, in fact, it was the former track coach of Oregon, Bill Bowerman, who's got plenty of money now. So, there you are.
That's had waffles on the soles of his shoes.
That's it. That's your waffle iron story for this morning.
I remember that song from the Muppets.
What's that? Waffle irons on your shoes?
No, waffles on the soles
waffles
of my shoes.
Waffles on the soles of your shoes. Yeah,
yeah. Remember that.
Yeah.
Someday we'll find it.
Yeah. Sorry, Paul Simon.
The Renegade Connection. Okay. Mm-hmm. This sounds like something out of like an Agatha Christie novel. Man's remains found beneath his wife's carefully groomed flower bed.
Ooh.
Yeah. Police found former Raleigh, North Carolina resident David Ellis Bostick's remains were under his wife's flower bed. David hadn't been heard from for the past 14 years.
As Ruth, at some point, wouldn't you just give up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As Ruth had told the neighbors that he had had a stroke. Everybody assumed he had gone to a nursing home. Ruth was
stroke of bad luck.
Uh-huh. Ruth also estranged from her family and appeared to suffer from mental illness. She would tell stories about working in Hitler's concentration camps. It was only when neighbors said that Ruth kept her garden pristine despite her house falling into disrepair that police dug up the flower bed in early May. This actually sounds more like an Alfred Hitchcock, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, unfortunately, looks like we'll never know what really happened to poor David. Hmm. Ruth was found dead in 2010 after the mailman realized that she'd stopped checking her mail.
What?
God, are they living some secret enclave out there that nobody hangs out?
How big a mailbox did she have?
I don't know. When did the...
Or what? Did she only get... I mean, eventually it fills up.
I don't know about you guys.
I don't know, unless she's just getting, you know...
Well, yeah, mine goes more than about 3 days, and it starts getting pretty tight in there.
You know, you got all that stuff in there.
Unless she's only getting, like, you know, one dental appointment reminder card a year.
Well, it's obvious that she's too old to get a credit card, because, you know, if you've seen what the mailboxes are looking like now, that would... would seem to be that. But anyway.
What it was after she got that second Publisher's Clearinghouse envelope.
That's it.
That's right. And she didn't respond.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's when they knew.
Ed McMahon got worried. So he died. He's dead, too.
So for all you ladies out there, hey, ladies, if you want to look like Lady Gaga, there's an app for that now. For 99, well, you can come in. It's okay. For 99 cents, you can upload a photo of yourself and Gaga-ize it by adding effects like crazy makeup. Mm. And if you're so inclined, even horns. The iPhone app is available now at Amazon.com. And, oh, put on your headphones. I want you to have an. I just want to see your response to this. Russian scientists.
Those, that's always how a good story starts.
Yes.
Have developed a giant frog.
Yeah. Three Russian scientists go into a bar. Yeah.
And Russians, at prices like this, you won't get many more.
That's right.
Russian scientists say we will have contact with aliens within 20 years.
Oh, thank goodness.
According to the Interfax News Agency, a leading astronomer has said...
I'm free then.
Life existence on other planets is true, and we will find it within 20 years. He went on to say the aliens might have different color skin, but they would otherwise resemble us.
Why would they have...
I wanted to do this story so I could I wanted to say the name of the astronomer.
Oh, good. Someone we know.
This is going to be like Tom in Wimbledon, isn't it?
No, it's not.
No.
Andre Finkelstein.
Well-known.
Come on, Finkelstein.
Yeah.
Really?
Well-known fake Russian astronomer.
Hey, I need a good Russian name. How about Finkelstein?
That's all right. They'll run it in Brian.
Yeah. Do you think the Onion got a hold of this and said, let's drop this in here? Yeah. Hello?
Hey, now, wait a minute. Phil Hill says they're coming next year.
I know. UFO Phil said that. I'm so confused. And he said, like, the good ones have blue skin and the bad ones have red skin.
He's been watching too much James Cameron.
Hey, when you finally get off the NAB board, are we going to get a mannequin out there and we're going to hang your Area Man cape on that with a little spotlight on it? I mean,
it's like a museum.
Why wait?
Why?
And put your Karnak hat on there.
Yeah, I kept the Karnak hat.
Yeah, let's honor him while they're still alive.
Yeah, is there a trophy?
Yeah, that can never go wrong. Yeah,
right. Is there a trophy for the Bonner McLean Award? I mean, do we have like a something that, you know?
Yes, they are in the conference room right now. Thanks for noticing.
I'm in a conference room for what reason? Well, I go in there and sign the insurance.
Okay, I was going to say only when it's insurance day.
Right. Okay, here's the deal. Mayor Barry just, you know, she was just here.
She was.
She walked out.
Yeah.
And we had that little Lone Star Leader thing that's a paperweight out front. And she said, 2001, when have you done something lately? And I said, well,
wow. Getting punked by the mayor.
Oh, you know, the mayor and I have a special relationship.
Yeah.
We both share a certain mindset.
Yeah.
And and that's what it dawned on me. You know, we have the guests who come here, and we hide our light under a bushel in the conference room, but it looks so nice in there.
It does.
But it does.
We're going to take people through the conference room.
No, we don't.
Show them the view.
We could put the receptionist outside. They'd have to go through there to see her.
Okay.
They'd love that.
Yeah, we could put a gift shop in there, too, you know.
Show them the view, the buzzard's nest.
Right. We really need to move the receptionist somewhere else. We really need to. Because, let's face it, she's in the dark corner of the radio station.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You have these 14-year-old kids who have won something on Candy 95,
and
they're just excited. They come up here because they're going to get to, and we put them in there.
To see Scott?
They will say,
really? Are you Fredo?
And they peek around the corner, and all they get is me.
Yeah.
Is that Niblet?
Yeah. Fredo, I thought you were taller than that.
That must be Adam. Oh, wait. No.
Fredo's really old. Yeah.
But he dresses like he's 10.
Where's your tattoo?
I don't know. Why don't we put them out here at the blackjack table?
Well, oh, yeah, sure. Let's put the sports interns out there right next to them. That'll go well.
Oh,
they'll be like, you know.
Yeah. Go ahead and get the lawyers ready. Yeah.
This is nice that this is the only show that doesn't cost me call screener money. Thank you very much.
Well, this is because we have grown-ups who listen.
And very few callers.
Watercrest at Bryan is Bryan College Station's newest active adult community. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom floor plans with flexible service packages, including meals and housekeeping to fit your needs and lifestyle.
lifestyle. Watercrest offers free transportation to doctor appointments, grocery stores, and pharmacies. New lower rates, including a $1,500 moving allowance if you act now. Set up an appointment today, 703-7088. Watercrest at Bryan off Boonville Road and University Drive, or online at watercrestbryan.com. Find out why Watercrest at Bryan was voted best of the Brazos in 2010.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining affordable commercial insurance is a very difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have years of experience helping business find the right coverage. Whether you are a small office or a large manufacturing plant, we feel that W.E. Gibson Insurance can help you find the best coverage at the most affordable price. We're in the Yellow Pages, so call or come by. I think you will see why so many other businesses use W.E. Gibson Insurance for their commercial insurance needs.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's about 4 minutes till. All right, Google. Google's launched their new social network. It's called Google Plus, to a limited number of users. Did that yesterday. It is the search giant's all-in-one attempt to add a social layer to their other products. And the executives in charge describe it as an extension to what Google is already doing, the company emphasizing privacy in differentiating itself from the rest of the social network world.
Uh-huh.
The new service, quote, happens to look very much like Facebook, end quote.
Uh-huh.
Just happens to.
Sure it does.
But it works differently. The guiding principle behind Google Plus is the notion that users want to share different kinds of things with different groups of people. A feature in Google Plus called Circles allows users to group their friends and share that to the, in other words, one thing to one group, one thing to another. I saw the visual this morning in the Wall Street Journal, and they are, they're little circular, they look like little 45 records, if you will. And then they have little pictures of your friends in there. Okay?
Oh, how nice.
Other unique features include Hangouts. This will be a group video chat feature. Sparks, which is an automated feed of videos and articles, custom tailored for the user. And Huddle. Huddle. Let's huddle. A text message powered group chat. And then you got your instant upload, which is an automatic photo uploader for mobile phones. That'll be Google Plus. All right, Men's Health Magazine has found the most sedentary cities in U.S. America. Here we go. Number 100 for all you fat butts out there. Yeah. Number 10 is 100 is Lexington. Number 99 is Indianapolis. Number 98 is Jackson, Mississippi.
You better hurry if you're going to finish the show.
Number 97 is Charleston, West Virginia. But fortunately, there at the number 96 spot, Oklahoma City, they're about ready to be able to retire that for being lard asses, you know, because they've been at it for a while.
Scott!
Here's your most gracious, man. What?
Yeah, we don't have to worry about the callers. We have to worry about you and your potty mouth.
Here's I'm going to write this down. We're allowed to say.
Yeah, really. I'm going to incorporate that into a newscast.
Hey, we won the award. We can say that.
Oh, that's right.
All right,
that's exactly how we won it.
Right? That's right. By referring to everybody.
Wait, in our city, some other city. Most active cities. Here you go. Number 5 is Salt Lake City. Number 4 is Washington, D.C. Uh-huh. What? Number 3 is Oakland. You got to run from the gangs. Number 2, San Francisco. And number 1 would be Seattle. So there you go. Most healthy city.
There you go. This date in history. I love this part.
There's nothing that happened.
Ah.
No, well, that's not true. I mean, but.
Nothing happened?
Well,
next year we'll say a radio show in Central Texas ended.
Yeah, no. a divided Supreme Court.
On this day in history. Right. They went off the air.
And they were on the air for the last time after comments about Oakland and gravitationally challenged people.
That's
1992,
right.
Roe v. Wade, Supreme Court. In 2007, the first Apple iPhones went on sale. 2007.
Roe v. Wade?
Out for them?
You said nothing happened?
Well, I'm just they were in a large group. But anyway, all right,
see.
Here we go. You got 30 seconds.
There you go. 2.5 Men, the money that Charlie Sheen's going to get, he's going to have to pay a whole bunch of it to his ex-wife.
Uh-oh.
So he's not going to get a lot of it. And Will and Kate.